It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. Yeah. I would have had a carafone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw him down and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like,
how often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
This camera is a piece of shit.
Garbage.
Your camera's not working.
Shit.
La-dee-da-doo.
You think two pieces of Microsoft equipment
Your
would work.
Yeah.
But
working.
No, they suck dog shit.
It won't even work on XP. I tried installing it. It wouldn't hook up or
fuck
anything.
It. God, fuck it.
That's Lauren, how you doing with your cam?
That's pretty
extra
good.
Pussy.
Yeah, for those
yeah,
of you who
have headphones
are listening... We got Lauren on the webcam, I guess, I think.
Almost.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be able to work, because that thing is just going so fucking slow.
She's
going to
be showing her fucking titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's not.
She got all dressed up and everything for the occasion.
Yeah, I know.
Number two is probably going to show his tits first before
wow.
She will.
What?
That's enough.
Oh, Steve.
Yes.
Anyway, where are the Aristocrats? I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
No, he isn't.
Okay. And we have Steven. Okay. We have Vaughn.
What the fuck was that? That was so lame.
And, of course, we have Horn Lauren. Carly's
Hi.
In studio. All right. You should change that to Hey Person,
and
by
Mr.
the way.
Rogers.
Hey, Toucher.
I'm going to go
and
share a mic with Lauren.
Steve number two. Aptly named.
Living up to his name tonight.
I have gas.
In the dizzy.
No fucking shit.
Pardon the pun.
Believe it or not, for the listeners out there, Steve number two is, in fact, gassier than Derek.
I know.
He's gassier than fucking Jupiter.
He just made me gag.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I wish he held it in,
yeah.
But no.
No, hold on. Did you hear that? He made Derek gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He did.
We all know what Derek is capable of.
Uh-huh.
He made Derek like pull his shirt up and go, oh, God.
He went,
yeah.
He's
and then I could smell it through my shirt.
Yeah.
He's made me my nose bleed,
sinuses.
Though.
It's true.
And his bad sinuses.
But remember, this is the same man who sent you himself taking shit.
He did.
Yeah, for those of you that caught that show, Steve trumped me and everything I'd ever do in my life by sending me shit coming out of his ass.
Yes.
Soft serve
Soft
coming
serve.
Out of his ass.
Rocky road.
The hard way.
And it was crunching and it was beautiful.
Crunching.
Yeah, and I have it on the computer and it looks very good.
It was like a...
Full screen.
Can you bring it up real it. Quick, Russ?
You know what? It was
he
like
wants to see it. He wants to view this.
I want to verify
this
that
fart
it's
work.
Actually mine.
It's like Scorsese was directing it. It was that
this
beautiful.
Shit work.
I call him Scorsese.
Oh, sorry.
Scorsese. I
call him fucking yeah. Guido.
Wow. Okay, here it is right
oh,
here.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I like how everyone goes
Don't
up
look.
Close.
Don't
look.
Look.
Yes.
Oh, I can't God. Believe
look at the hair.
Real.
There's hair on it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
What is that?
Now, hang on a second.
What happened?
You really got to listen to it. I'm going to mute us for a second.
Why don't you just upload it?
That's disgusting.
It just doesn't stop.
I had a big shit-eating grin on my face when I was doing that.
Fuck?
You know what the thing is? It looked like there was a full baby bird skeleton coming out of there at one point.
Oh, come on.
Like a fucking owl.
What was that crunching noise?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, slop.
The best part is I knew I was doing that before I even pulled my pants down. I said, Derek's going to love this.
Anyway.
What the hell was that?
Nothing.
I couldn't see.
So, what happened?
What the same fuck?
Well, you know what? You fuckers. I know. I was trying to do something off air, and everyone just stares at me.
What are they doing? What's going on?
No, you're supposed to keep going. Don't hello
keep
me, you fat
what?
Fuck.
Fuck you, you cocksucker.
Wow.
I have nothing anyway.
Everybody looks like the fucking Goonies at the treasure chest at your computer. Like,
don't worry about it.
That's why,
you
when
off
I,
air.
That's why when I motioned towards the computer, I rolled my hand saying, you know, keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that over the mound of flesh that you are.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Anyway.
I have to share this photo of this disgusting fat black man that apparently was one of the people that shot those cops.
Oh, great.
He's just disgusting. Like, he's so fat and black, and he's just making this face like, I don't even know like what to say.
It's very funny. Oh. And what's even funnier is it's the same
picture on the post.
Same picture on both pages, both papers, and the one, it looks like they actually purposely made him look blacker.
Yeah, on the Daily News, it looks like they made him black.
Yeah, he's like fucking, he's a glass of Coke black.
I don't know, like Crayola crayons, like, how black should we make him?
He's like Sharpie black.
Yeah. The other guy's just your stereotype.
And what did he do? Like, what was the big deal?
Him and the other guy stole a BMW, and they got pulled over by the cops. When the cops, I guess, were walking back to the car. Back to the car, the guys got out and shot them.
No good.
So, the one guy got shot in the face, so I guess they turned around, and that happened, and then they
cut
off.
That was the gunshot.
Yeah. Steve number two begins.
His reign of terror.
So yeah, you know.
Why are you wafting it to me?
He bucket throws
he's
it
trying
to
you. Lauren's got air freshener.
she's loading up.
You are a fucking scumbag.
This has to stop.
You are a scumbag.
Oh, whoa. Fuck.
Carly is not amused.
Whoa.
She's not happy right now.
Carly's unhappy,
you know what?
As when, like...
Hang on a second.
What?
I gotta continue.
Oh, no.
Shh.
Until the show is gonna be like this.
What's going
gonna
on?
Vomit?
Oh, my God. I think he's gonna get sick.
I think he's gonna
is he really gonna vomit? That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, I really think he is.
The webcam.
Well, close the door, for Christ's sake.
I think he's just washing his mouth.
I hope so, man. That's pretty gross.
Washing out his sinuses.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay.
No, he's all right.
It smells like air freshener.
It does. There's a lot of air freshener. Steve, you're going to have to counteract that.
It's a combination of...
I'll try to cut that back a little bit. I can't take it.
My uncle works with a lot of disgusting people.
Yeah.
In his line of profession, medical profession. Right. He taught me a little trick. Put a little cologne on your wrist.
Yes.
So when they really stink, like, you know, when they're, I don't know, 800 pounds, and they can't wash themselves, you just kind of like scratch your forehead, do different things, and you can just smell your wrist.
Yeah.
So I put some cologne on my wrist so I don't have to
smell. Got any extra for me?
Lovely.
Yes.
I think that's going to cut right through it, though.
You really should be tested.
It probably will, yeah.
We should, like, ship you off to the fucking NASA or something.
NASA.
There's aliens living in
NASA.
There's no way a human being can smell that bad.
Yes.
So, Lauren, what's the ETA on your cam?
It's taking a long time.
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of slow.
Our viewers out there want to see breasts.
Are you in the chat room?
No, not yet. I'm signing in now.
Deliver.
How old is that computer?
No, it's not
the computer. It's the connection. This is brand new.
Really?
Yeah.
It's having a hell of a time over there.
It's taking a dump.
It's not yet obsolete.
Uh-huh.
Whoops.
Uh-huh.
Whoops-a-daisy.
What? What's it doing?
It said that I'm logged in.
Oh, good.
1 second.
That makes, what, 6 people in the chat?
Shit. Let me go get my brother's laptop.
Wow.
We can have 7.
We'll all be in there.
I wish.
Just chat with each other in the room.
We could just do the show via chat.
The show would just be dead air. Different.
Did something else happen with you and Heidi, or are they just talking about the old thing that happened?
What was that?
What happened? What are you talking about?
What'd you do now?
They were talking about, like, you and Heidi going at it again. Or
that was probably That was probably Friday, what I was talking about on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Heidi, go fuck yourself.
Well, I didn't
just
do it
kidding.
Asshole.
JK.
I have a
J/K.
I don't know if you guys haven't noticed. I have a tendency to be a tremendous jackass.
LOLZ.
An asshole. You're a
bitch. ROFL. Rolling on the floor eating.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling on the floor, drinking Faygo.
Oh, God.
Vaughn does not, he doesn't speak for all of us. Wow. You know, when they have those like infomercials, it's like, this is a paid programming.
Yeah.
And, you know, the views don't necessarily express that of the network.
Vaughn is rubbing the sole of his shoe for some reason.
Yeah, it's really, he does that a lot, and it's really disgusting.
He probably stepped in dog shit on the way here.
Oh. Probably.
I don't wear these shoes all the damn time. The only time
doesn't
I wear them
matter.
Is
they hit the floor.
They hit my pretty gross.
They hit my floor.
Oh. Have you seen the neighborhood?
Gross. Carly's, it's dirty. Yeah,
that's basically it.
Have you seen the neighborhood Derek lives in?
Yeah.
It's not so
it's
bad.
It's better than most neighborhoods in this town.
It's true. I was making a joke, dickface.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Thanks for ruining it.
No.
So, what? I have a question for Steve number two.
Okay.
Can you leave? You stink.
No. The last time he was on, he was talking about his fear of calories.
Oh, yeah. How you doing
and
with that?
I want to know how that's going.
Tony Soprano?
I eat a lot of shit now.
No shit.
If you can't tell.
What?
Did you get fat?
No.
What are you getting? Stage fright?
Did you gain weight?
What the fuck?
Nope.
What happened?
I don't know.
Talk!
Did you lose muscle?
One word answers, you faggot.
Yeah.
I eat more. Oh. That's it.
All right.
That's it.
Things have been going great.
But like you were saying before, you were eating what today? What were you eating? A lot of, weren't you eating like salads today?
Yeah.
Is that why you're gassy like a motherfucker?
No.
I had a salad today and meatloaf and potatoes and everything else, yogurt, puddings.
Why do you sound like you're stoned?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were you really?
Because I think I might be.
Were you really eating or were you just tasting it and spitting it out?
I really
that bulimic.
No, you look
shit.
Like you're eating good now.
Wow.
Thank you, Derek. You don't look like you've missed a meal too much either.
At least he admits it. Yeah, I guess. We admit it for him, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. We kind of push the issue with him. So anyway.
Oh. I guess I should put the Skype up. We do have a Skype line if you want to give us a call.
Oh, are we recording?
On your phone.
I hope we're recording.
Negative.
Okay.
quick rest. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you.
No, go ahead, please.
Quick wrestling related
thing.
Oh, no.
On, I guess it's like a CNN channel, Nancy Grace. You ever hear of her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk show people. You know, used to be like a prosecutor or something.
Yeah.
They've been doing the Benoit thing a lot.
They talked to Chris Jericho.
They talked to, last night they had Billy Graham on.
Wow.
Oh, superstar
wow.
Billy Graham.
which Billy Graham?
Is that his name? Right?
Yeah.
Billy Graham, right?
There's another Billy Graham.
And then they had Johnny Grunge's wife.
Johnny
apparently
Grunge.
He was a roid head. Apparently.
What?
It didn't show, but apparently he died because of steroids.
I thought he died of sleep apnea.
That's what they said. Apparently that's not true. Which I was very surprised by. That's the WWE's official, like,
Johnny
Grunge
died
several
abuse?
Years after, you know, he was involved in wrestling or
Johnny,
whatnot.
But what was the point? Well, instead of taking steroids, I thought he was just taking Big Macs. Because he would have looked the same.
I know. He was didn't Holy show.
I
but
met
apparently
him.
That's what happened. His wife was like, you know, they had his wife on. She's like, oh, he had terrible roid rage and all this and that.
Yeah.
And,
roid rage.
Jesus. Maybe hemorrhoids. Maybe that's what they were talking about. Because it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
Yeah, and they were showing pictures of him.
I honestly don't believe it.
And, of course, they show pictures of him. He's like at his fattest. Whoa. He's just like... Looking at the cat, what the fuck am I caught on?
Easily
like, caught
at
on
a trace.
Yeah, he was like really disgusting. Mm-hmm. That was very interesting.
He put his steroids in burgers and then
he mixed it up with some mustard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, steroids in the cows that he was eating.
Well, they had Mark Merrow on as well.
Oh, okay. I saw that. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was on roids.
Yeah, he probably was, and he was like. He's like holding up the sheet. He was like 104 wrestlers in 10 years. You know, because they're talking about like how there's no regulation for it.
Yeah,
like
he went nuts.
Wrestlers are dying left and right, and you know it's like the only sport/sport entertainment, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That
guys die on a regular
basis. Yeah, like it's like he's like, when was the last time a baseball player died? You know, this is like, you know, he's like, we're dying. We need help. You know? it was very interesting.
We need help. Stop doing so many fucking drugs.
And he shaved that gay fucking mustache.
Thankfully.
And Vince Chinsky's going, oh, there's no problem here.
Yeah, did you see that?
As he's shooting up in his butt.
You know how they did the on Monday when they found out, and they probably knew a little bit more than we did, but on Monday they did the 3-hour tribute to him.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then the next day, on Tuesday afternoon, on their website, on anything else, they deleted everything of Benoit's name on everything.
They even removed stuff like, instance, WrestleMania 20. Triple H defends his championship against Triple H.
Yeah, they changed.
What? That's what it said on the site, yeah.
And it was Benoit.
It was Benoit, but they changed it.
They're just erasing him from existence.
Yeah.
In the store.
Which I find to be completely wrong.
In the store, they took all the
fucking Mussolini in them.
Yeah.
What is it? In the store, they took out all the apparel that he had.
Yeah.
His DVD.
I can understand taking all his merch and
his
stuff.
His DVD.
Don't erase him from wrestling
but
history.
But any
though.
DVD they had on the thing that it had a description, his name was taken out of it.
Taken.
Like, whatever.
Tolkien is not a word, Vaughn.
His name was J.R.R. Tolkien out of it.
Idiot. On the website, they're going to change it to Hunter Hearst Helmsley versus Hitler, just because it's more accepting what Hitler did.
Seriously,
yeah. People would rather hear Hitler than Benoit.
I actually said that Triple H coming back to wrestling is worse than Chris Benoit killing his family.
That's
so
true.
It's a double, just, it's terrible to have Triple H versus Triple H.
And what is it? On that Tuesday night at ECW, the next, that night?
Oh, I know, Vince apologized.
Vince comes up, he doesn't apologize.
He basically just said, fuck Benoit.
He said, fuck him.
He ruined my gimmick. I'm killing myself.
Yeah, he's probably angry.
We're
going
to do
that.
The show like it's supposed to be. We're not going to do any more, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Well, he said something else.
I can't
else.
Be dead because he is.
Yeah. He said something else about it, like his name will never be mentioned again.
He killed his retarded son. Fuck.
Yeah. That's it. They're gone. But the whole, what the fuck is going on?
Did you rip one again?
I hope not.
No.
I'm going to quit farting today because Carly hasn't stopped staring at me since I farted.
She is not a happy camper right now.
She really isn't.
She's looking at you dead eye.
Daggers are fucking coming out of her eyes right now.
She is the only person I am embarrassed to fart in front of.
Wow.
I wonder why.
That's something, Carly. It's good. Some power over there. We need to bring you along more often.
You love it, Matt.
Wait.
Wow.
She just,
if you could, you'd shove your nose in my hole.
I wouldn't do that.
Whoa! Get one of those those little sacks that
As
you carry
fact,
babies in.
What are you doing
in?
After the show, Matt?
Mm.
Get one of those little slings that you carry babies in, and just have Carly on Steve.
Steve is slapping his
Don't
knee.
Do it!
What's going on?
We can't tell you why.
Oh.
Okay.
This is all right. You can't be sitting here laughing at what's going on in the chat room.
Who is that right now? I can't quite tell.
What's that?
I don't know.
No, we were just looking at a picture online.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't tell what it was.
We can't.
It was a video of Chris Benoit eating steroids and regurgitating it into his son.
He's eating steroid flavored ice cream.
Like a baby bird.
Yeah, like a little bird.
Bird.
Neck going up and down.
Well,
it was disgusting.
Neck.
I never want to see Derek do that again.
It's disgusting.
How are we doing over there, Lauren?
Oh, there she is, Arista Brett.
Maybe I was there. Yeah.
Arista Brett 609.
Wait, that just popped up now?
Damn.
Jesus.
That's it.
Well, that took
forever. I know it did.
All right, so we're never going to be able to get a video feed out of that
Maybe.
You're going to have to reset that, I think.
What is wrong with it that it's so slow?
I have no.
It's just got a bad signal. You know what? It's probably all this equipment.
Maybe.
That's probably it. It's fucking
I'm fine.
It up.
I got full on,
full and true. But ooh.
it's still taking a while. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, we'll go back
to
laptop.
All our male viewers out there, be patient.
You will get to see nothing.
You will see flesh.
You will get to see
very soon.
A whopping 2 frames a second of Horn Lauren in her red Minnie Mouse shirt.
Well, Vaughn
in poor lighting.
Vaughn also wants to.
Yeah,
the lighting in here does suck balls.
Okay,
so,
let's get a 3-camera shoot.
Vaughn wants to show that his breasts are bigger than everyone in this room.
And they are.
Yeah, right.
My breasts are bigger than a couple
guys. If everyone chucks $10 at me, I'll buy a camera.
Okay. Yeah, right. There you go. We'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
His Best Buy open.
Oh, and she's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Daisy. Reset that, though.
Great idea.
Reset it.
Reset it. Reset it. Reset it.
And she's gone.
I don't know how, but they found me.
Oh, my God. They found me.
The lesbians.
I don't know how, but they found me.
The Jews!
Wow, what'd they do now?
I love poop. What a bunch of fags. They don't know what they're doing. we don't.
That's true.
I really don't give a fuck, so...
That same person wants to see Vaughn's testicles.
Oh, God, no.
See, I'm not the one. See, we did it once, and now everybody's obsessed with it.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie.
I'm not the one being told on chat they want to see my ball bag.
No, that's a joke.
Unfortunately, Vaughn didn't bring it with him today.
Nobody honestly wants to see them. Nope, that's enough.
Not one person.
They're there.
That's enough. Stop it.
Please stop.
I'm begging you.
Everyone loves our Vaughn impressions.
Oh, really?
They're so over the top.
They really are.
Yeah
you want to see my ball back? Here it is.
What do I sound like?
You don't sound like that at all. It's just funny.
Oh, yeah, well.
Put your little mail flag up, and I'll stick my balls in your mailbox.
Wow.
Here's your water bill.
Steve, you got one?
I said one already.
Oh, here's my balls. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, wait, here they are.
It's real good.
Oh, no, they're not.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. That's just a fatty tumor. Oh, wait, no, that's just fat.
Next story, please.
We didn't even do
grabbing at straws here.
I don't want to talk about Vaughn's balls anymore.
Well, speaking of people's deaths being misinterpreted, I just read that apparently Jim Morrison may not have died as we think he did.
Really?
In the bathtub?
Yeah, supposedly he died in the bathtub of heart failure. But right. Now this guy released a book who owned a... Christine's like got food coming out of her nose.
Oh my god.
Ew.
She's laughing.
What was she eating?
She might,
I don't know,
she
Chinese
might be choking.
Like. Yeah. We might have to call the police for Christine. Anyway, a guy who owned a Paris nightclub said that he died of a heroin overdose in a bathroom stall and that two drug dealers carried him to his house and left him in the bathtub.
Really? It wouldn't surprise me.
No, yeah. Not at all. That's it always seemed weird to me that he died in a bathtub. Of heart failure.
Yeah, it's like, kind of odd way to go out for somebody like him, but you never know.
Well, I thought that was interesting.
Well, didn't Elvis die in the
shitter? Elvis died in the toilet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly.
But he was taking like massive amounts of drugs and then decided to take a dump.
Oh, yeah.
What was Jim Morrison doing? Eating Flintstone vitamins?
He was taking he was taking a dump in the tub.
He's taking tons amounts of heroin and then decided to take a bath.
How prolific. Elvis's life went down the toilet and... And that's where he wound up dying.
Yeah. And they don't show you the toilet when you go to Graceland.
They don't tell you the second floor, yeah.
No.
And a lot of people say
you do get to see the jungle room, though.
A lot of people speculate that he's still alive, and that's why they don't show you the second floor. But it's probably
really? People still think Elvis is alive? Oh,
yeah, shut up.
But he's hanging out with Tupac.
He works at 7-Eleven.
But what is it? Yeah, that's why they say... But it's probably because they haven't touched those rooms since he died.
Yeah. I don't know. Who cares?
Well, did we talk about the Miss New Jersey, the whole blackmail thing on Tuesday?
Yeah, we discussed. I saw she's releasing the pictures or something, and they weren't that bad.
This morning, she did a whole thing on the Today Show. Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Uh-oh.
Oh no!
That wasn't me, Carl.
What happened?
That was it.
Did you shit your pants?
That looked painful. Hey, she gave you the same dagger eyes. She just hates it.
All I heard was the hum of the air conditioner, and then.
Where's that cologne? Derek, where's that cologne?
Derek's dead.
I'm gonna miss him.
That
sniffing his arm.
Okay,
you're right. It works.
That's just fucking...
That looked like it hurt.
It did hurt.
It did look painful.
You had to push that one out.
That was a razor blade.
That's how Elvis died.
Razor blade suitcase.
Peanut butter and banana. Whoops.
Hey, Priscilla, listen to this.
Hey, Priscilla.
He had an aneurysm on the toilet.
God.
All right.
Isn't it like one of the highest...
forms of flattery?
What's that?
No, like a lot of guys die in the toilet trying to take a shit.
Yeah.
It does happen, apparently. I don't know how common it is, but apparently it does happen.
If you're fat, your heart's weak, and you're trying to squeeze out like 8 days worth of McDonald's, chances are the ticker's going to go.
Yeah. Boom!
It's true. It could happen.
Hey, Priscilla, listen to this.
What were you trying to say, Matt?
Oh, I don't remember.
This is such a weird show.
There's too many people.
Yeah, here's an odd question. For anybody that's willing to do a black girl, who is hotter, Beyonce or Halle Berry?
No idea.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Because Beyonce's full black. Halle Berry isn't.
Yeah, but Beyonce's just better looking.
I know, but I'm just saying. Halle Berry is immediately disqualified. She's not full. She's not really full African.
What?
What is she mixed with?
I don't think she is.
Who cares?
I thought she was.
No, I don't think she is.
You're going to disqualify her because she's not full black?
No, because that's why he's asking the question.
Well, because like it came up in conversation when I was at somebody's house a couple weeks ago, and I was asking people at work, and everybody's like, "Oh, Halle Berry's so much better." I'm like, "She's overhyped."
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's half and half. Yeah. But I would go with Beyonce regardless.
She looks like such a generic.
Look at this disgusting Jew that Governor Corzine was having like an affair with.
Let's see.
Look at her.
Where is she?
Oh my God!
Carla Katz.
What is that?
Looks like Morticia Adams without makeup.
Pick it up a little bit.
That's terrible.
She looks like someone. She looks like an actress.
Yeah, but what?
She looks like Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
has a bandana around his cock, singing into it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Wow. That's just disgusting.
I think the emails were about how she sat on his face when he was in the hospital bed.
That's how he broke his leg.
In a coma.
She fucking came on his leg.
And when he woke up, he was like, why does my mustache smell?
Why does my mustache smell like fucking tilapia?
Wow.
Wow, that was weird.
Tilapia.
Smells like fucking matzo bread.
Wait, what? $400 million bias suit against Toys R Us? What is this?
What happened?
Wow, we are all over the place.
Oh, baby.
What happened?
This ought to be good.
This is gold right here.
It's not, of course, it's not all fun and games for black customers at Toys R Us.
Yeah, they,
oh, my God.
Don't even,
the
Vaughn.
Elmo
Don't
doll.
Even, Vaughn.
The Elmo doll called it a nigger. Like, they walked by.
What?
What
wow.
Tickle me, nigger.
What?
Well...
Wow.
You can't afford me, nigger.
Wow. Wait, what does it say? Vaughn is pointing in the air.
Shit. I don't even
it's
know.
It's got a sensor. It picks up whether you're black or not. It says,
he didn't pay for me. He didn't pay for me.
Elmo napping.
Elmo's hot.
Yes, Vaughn.
The story is that they have a tendency to be a little more discriminative towards black customers.
Like
they'll have their people watch them.
Okay. So they can sue money for that?
So, yeah.
That's
so
just profiling. Big deal.
Well, it's discriminatory.
Oh, holy my shit, goodness.
Get back,
oh,
nigger.
Shit. Holy shit, he's got beers with him.
Bam, 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 bam.
Pat is here.
We need theme music for Pat.
No, we don't.
Okay. No, we don't.
Oh, my God, I'm crying. Wow, that was fucking
that
funny.
That was pretty good. Hi, Pat.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Right.
And he's got his headphones.
Security staffers target minorities for shoplifting screening as they exit while letting white shoppers leave without checking them.
Yep.
A $400 million class action lawsuit alleges.
I think it's ridiculous that it's $400 million.
I think it's ridiculous it's even a lawsuit.
La 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 la, la 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 la, fuck you, nigger.
Wow. Bronx grandmother Patricia Drayton had two boys aged 3 and 4 in tow when a guard singled her out for humiliation. Just for solely for humiliation.
Yeah, what was the obviously. Guard? Was
this, as she tried to leave, as she tried to leave a Toys R Us store with $64 in gifts. So she's stealing, but yet his mind. Oh, it's humiliation.
What?
That's wait, fucking retarded.
She was stealing?
Apparently.
No, I think she
read it again.
That's what it says. As she tried to leave with $64 in gifts. Like, what else would that mean? Like, obviously, if she paid for him, the guard wouldn't come after, right?
Yeah.
Drayton was black. Claims the guard confronted her and demanded to see her sales receipt. Just seconds after letting Drayton's daughter-in-law, a light-skinned Hispanic, and a third grandson walk out uninspected. Maybe because they were fucking kids.
Yeah, but...
Like, would you go up to the kids and be like, hey, you stole something? You go to the adult first.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Wait, did it say she was stealing?
When she protested, a second guard stood in front of her, shopping cart to block her, and the boys from exiting the store on White Plains Road in the Bronx. She was never accused or suspected of shoplifting, but was held with her grandsons for 20 minutes. Well, then.
Wow.
20 minutes. Shit. I couldn't get the Burger King in 20 minutes.
$400 million later.
The bad thing is...
Because that makes sense.
Money will make me happy.
Electric chair should make them happy.
This is the worst part about the whole thing here.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Vaughn can plug in my jack.
Oh, yeah. Any day.
You can jack into my plug.
Oh, fuck
anyway.
That.
He probably would.
Continue.
Well, all
right.
Shit.
We need
lower
to give this man a microphone to let him introduce
better?
Himself.
Oh, yeah. Continue.
All right.
Well,
he needs headphones.
He was reading it out of the Post. I'm reading that Daily News. The Daily News is like pretty much like winces at it. Like they allegedly this, that, and the other. His is like all out there. Like yeah, they said.
Yeah,
because
the Post like puts it out there. That's why I like the Post.
Yeah,
they're very like they don't sugarcoat shit. They just throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So what's the bottom line here?
That was basically it. Yeah,
that's
they
why
said,
she's putting out the $400 million because she was.
They asked her for a receipt. She's claiming it was profiling.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it didn't say either way whether she stole or not.
I think that's highly
it was like,
ridiculous.
Wasn't a very good story.
Where's the $400 million coming into? Is that going to be like? Are they going to like shell out a few bucks here and there to a bunch of people? Like,
no,
what
it's
is
probably
the,
like damages and. Mm-hmm. And whatever the asinine lawyer said. Oh, we can get like $3 million for this. We could say that your great great grandparents were ex slaves, so we can get another million for that. It's like they just pull shit out of the air.
Wow.
I'd love to see the
those friggin' black people.
No, Pat.
Fucking lawyers, even less. But
I'd love to see the bill that this guy is written up for this whole thing of what exactly everything the $400 million is getting there.
Yeah, I honestly, it's just for him. That's all it is.
Toys R Us owes her 40 acres and a mule. That's about $3 or $4 million.
40 acres and an Elmo. Wow.
40 acres and a giraffe.
I'm not picking cotton.
At least you know how to take care of that 40 acres.
Yeah, it's true.
I hope we have some more call-ins this week. We had some interesting call-ins last week. Apparently, we were actually offending some viewers.
It's true.
No. Viewers?
Listeners.
Well, listeners.
Yeah, on the internet,
I wish we had viewers, but Lauren has a fucking bio from 1912.
1912.
That's a computer. Yeah,
that's a Vaughn quote.
That was a Vaughnism.
Thank
you. Yeah, it looks like a portable DVD player.
That was
it's cute.
Vio.
I said it was cute.
Yeah, you're gay.
It's a shitty webcam. It's funny.
Not you.
It's half the size of a regular laptop. It's funny.
Yeah. We'll get a real webcam in here.
Wow. Maybe.
A real one.
We have two webcams in the room right now.
But yeah. They both don't.
Neither of which are working.
Can't use them.
They both suck.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No.
Oh, well.
So, Pat, what's going on?
Pat
has joined us.
Yes. Nice to see you, Pat.
One of the original aristocrats, Pat.
Yes, yeah.
Doesn't even sound like my mic is on.
Aristopat, oh, it's on.
It's very on. It's very overmodulated. Very
on, dude.
No, you want to increase his headphones over there?
How's everyone doing?
No.
Great. I have a message from Carly.
Uh-oh. Oh, I didn't turn my cell phone off like everybody else. Whoops.
I do. All right, that's ridiculous. Have to come over here.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, it's yours.
No, oh, yours.
It's not going to reach all the way over there.
What's happening? Pat.
If you come over here, you
Hey, Pat, you know what you missed?
You just unplug her computer.
I farted really bad, and it smelled really horrible, and Carly hasn't talked to me since.
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't that your life story? This sucks trying to figure out how to freaking set
everybody's head. The only reason why you're able to come over here is because you farted, and your wife probably kicked you out.
Yeah, this girl hates my guts because I was tearing ass terribly. Yeah, different. So I farted on her knee, and now she doesn't like me.
On her knee. He's like, come here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you, Vaughn.
Well, I was saying before we went into that big tirade a minute ago about the Miss New Jersey, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're putting out the pictures because I guess she's finally, her lawyer and her attorney finally said, why don't we just do it? Because you're going to keep hearing shit about it. The news is going to keep spinning it and spinning it and spinning it. So they decided this morning on the Today
Slow
Show.
Slow down.
They started to put up the pictures on the Today Show, and they're the most stupid personal pictures that you have. Like you go into any person's MySpace, they got all these stupid pictures, and that was pretty much what these pictures were.
Except mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh yeah, except yours. They're all classy on yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like, and she's sitting there like on the Today Show while Matt Lauer's sitting there throwing her softballs, trying to explain these pictures, and you're just like, oh my god. And then, I think the Daily News, they have three pictures of her. They're not even her. They're just pictures from the set, because it was like a bundle of pictures from the blackmail.
That doesn't really make sense.
I want to see tits.
What, really? Can we make a request out to the chat room?
She's too busy stuffing her face.
Wow. What is she eating?
I don't know.
Wow.
Can't say it.
I thought it was Chinese food.
I'm going to come. I'm going to walk down there.
She's doing shots and eating some kind of food.
Every time she's doing shots of ABC 123s.
Every time I look at that screen, she's always doing shots. She's always doing something. Whether it's
showing her nipples. There
turkey,
goes another shot.
Turkey or nipples?
Whoa.
Or
and then
turkey nipples.
Turkey nipples.
And then behind Derek, they're like, there's a melee to get this.
She's eating chicken sandwiches off her breasts.
She's just eating chicken off her breasts.
She's shish kebab on her nipples.
Here's a story for Matt because he loves the posts puns.
Oh, come on.
iPods are fry pods in lightning.
Oh, the Daily News said the same thing.
Wasn't everything enlightening?
Yeah. How about everything?
Listen to an iPod during a storm and you may get more than electrifying tunes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Emergency physicians reported treating patients burned while using personal electronic devices. Excuse me, amid lightning.
Now are they just saying any, and they're just
This is what strikes me as funny. Michael Utley, a former stockbroker, blah blah blah, who survived being struck by lightning while golfing. I guess the fact that he was in the middle of a fucking open field while he was golfing.
That's just fucking ridiculous.
He probably would have got that whether he had it or not.
What
describes 13 cases since 2004 of people struck whilst talking on cell phones
and playing golf
on his lightning safety website, struckbylightning.org.
What was that, Steve?
Struckbylightning.org. I can't believe it's a real site.
Struckbylightning.org?
Yes.
Shut up.
I swear it exists.
It exists. There's been many people who have been struck multiple times.
Is there any pictures of boobs on it?
I hope so.
Unfortunately not.
Fried boobs.
fried boobs. Maybe like a scorched shaft.
Smoking and charred.
The man, a 39-year-old dentist, was jogging in a thunderstorm.
What an idiot.
Well, duh, dickhead.
I was going to do that yesterday.
When lightning hit a tree a couple of feet away and jumped to his body.
What up?
That happens.
Oh, they have magnets on the website.
Sure.
When thunder roars, go indoors.
Well, what happened was, the reason why they put the iPod thing in there is because the reason is that the iPod left a Y-shaped mark on his arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Faggot.
Oh, actually on his chest, not his arm. Because I guess it was on his chest.
So he's got a flux capacitor on there?
Yeah.
From the headphones?
Don't they say that if you get struck by lightning, you have a higher risk of getting struck again?
Yes.
Really?
It's like running through your veins or something?
You just become a fucking electrified fucking homo.
Like a mutant.
Like a mutant. What kind of mutant, Pat?
So basically, if you get hit by a lightning, you should just kill yourself.
That was mutant sounding. Bound to happen again.
Maybe storm, perhaps?
What?
Oh, fuck. Fuck that.
What was that? That was fucking snail fart.
What happened? Was there a fish on the floor?
That was called snail fart.
Guys, that was my ass.
What? My God, it was snapping.
How loose is your ass?
Doing the Addams Family theme.
That was just two pieces of... That was two individual corn niblets coming out.
Sounds like slapping two pieces of bologna together.
Splat, splat.
Splat, pat. But I digress.
Pat, splat. What the fuck?
Thank you, Larvell Jones.
I love it.
All right, Derek, you got anything for us? Because the newspaper's dead.
Yeah, oh, is it? Much, that's it?
That is it.
The well is run dry.
The Post has 140 pages, and Steve can only read three.
We got any webcam images?
135 are fucking sports.
135.
Yeah. Wow.
So what the fuck is... Well, what's going on in the wild world of sports? Well,
okay, I got one.
I really think Christina's choking to death.
Uh-oh.
Look at...
She really is. She really is. She's done.
Ask her why. Ask her why.
Dying.
Ask her why.
Oh, she's going to puke.
She's going to blow.
Yes.
Move the keyboard.
Yes.
Oh, puke on the camera.
Derek likes vomit.
Derek does like vomit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I think she might be leaving.
She's doing it right now.
Oh. No.
Derek masturbated to vomit porn.
She's
in front of me.
She can't catch your breath.
Fucking chew.
Take a shot. Wash it down.
Wash it down with some booze. Hurry. God.
Oh, man. She's going to do it.
My heart's racing.
All over the...
I think I see some low mane coming out of her ear right here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. All right, she's starting to catch.
Throw it up. Okay. Come on, baby. Throw it up.
I think she's okay. Now.
Throw up on your tits and then show
her. Oh, my God.
Hang up on the police.
Don't do that.
She's left the screen.
She left. I think she got embarrassed.
Aw.
I got a stupid little sports thing.
She peeled over.
Nope, oh, no, back. She came back with more food.
Oh, God. What is this, 17th course meal? What the fuck is this?
She's clearing out her fridge before she goes to Vegas.
She eating an Oven Stuffer roaster right on her chest? Just fucking... Oh, no. Wait, hold on.
Shh.
Can't do it.
Shh.
Yes.
Damn it.
What
a tease. I got to get a mic quicker and
what
more
an ass
ready.
Tease.
You need to get one of those little snap-on mics and just attach it to your ass.
You know, I could fart right now, but because of Carly, I won't.
Dude, just
come on.
Do it.
What the fuck?
Just do it.
That's why
I'm being a homo.
That's why
just
I can't.
Do it.
I don't want to hang out with you unless you're farting.
That's the only reason why I wanted you on the show.
Oh, okay. No.
No.
I'm going to go shit. Because I can.
Get the wireless,
Steve.
Mike.
Oh. Oh.
Is Steve drunk already?
Drunk as fuck, man. He's stepping on my ears.
Steve is drunk as fuck, and he's just destroying stuff like guns.
Whoa!
Fucking fuck!
That's enough.
Steve is destroying shit like Godzilla in this room. It's unbelievable.
I'm fucking lummoxed. He can't walk. He can't walk anywhere. Hitting
fucking
stuff.
Moron.
How did he do that?
I
didn't have a tail. He was like
you know
5
what?
Feet away
you know
from
what?
It.
You know what? Steve just walked by before, and he hasn't farted once, but it smelled like shit.
Those fucking no sleeves having bastards.
That's just him. And did I hear last week, going back to the Christine drinking thing, that she was drunk a month, she said?
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that. I think she's bullshitting, but I think that's what she said.
Is that even medically possible?
No. No, well, you can't go like 3 days straight drinking without completely falling apart.
I'm sure you can go 3 days.
Falling apart. Fall apart.
Falling apart. What did they say?
He said falling apart.
No, he didn't.
He said apart.
He said apart, jackass.
He said apart. Maybe all that fucking gas is stuck in your ears.
Maybe I'm just thinking farts.
Did this girl Christine here ever explain why she was laughing so hard?
No, she had a York peppermint patty in her mouth.
What?
That is pretty funny.
That was.
They are delicious.
They are. Do we have any peppermint patties, Carly?
I could use one. Oh.
That wasn't just a placement ad.
I could
really
use one
because
that sewer gas isn't just coming out of my ass.
Oh, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, this show is.
So, like I was saying, the whole we were talking about sports.
Were we?
Yeah. I was reading. I was
doing.
I don't know. There was a little thing with Pele, the soccer star from the 60s, right? And he's busting. He's pretty much saying that back, like you know how like what's his name? Beckham's going to be coming here like in like a week or something like that?
Beckham.
Yes.
Beckham.
Beckham Mulowitz.
He's coming here in a week. He's going to be part of the LA team. And the only way that he's actually going to get people to notice, like even though nobody fucking watches soccer.
Ew.
Okay, our webcam is up and Steve's dick is out.
Oh, yeah. I'm the fucked up one. He does it back there with Lauren. I at least did it with everybody in the room.
Well, that's fun.
He's doing it again. He's doing it again. He's doing it again. Oh, a tool.
Wow, that's really skinny.
Wow.
That's some small.
Steve, that was bigger than I thought.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. Make room for him so he doesn't knock shit down.
That's no Peter Steele.
You know what's funny is Matt didn't move. He was waiting for it the whole time.
He just kept watching.
he was fucking eyes were stuck on it.
All right, so the Lauren cam is up. Finally. It only took 47 minutes, but.
Hey, Steve, watch the wires.
Steve, watch everything.
What are you fucking fat, spick piece of shit?
Doc Martens.
Spick, he called me.
Fat, spick, wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is this what the show's come to?
Yeah. Racism and fucking fat people farting.
I think it was always racism. Anyway, what'd I miss? Well, the webcam's up, finally.
Webcam's up.
Okay, don't show everything, Lauren. I want there to be a little bit of mystery left in the show.
Seriously. She can't see you, dude. The back of your head is showing.
Why? Vaughn? She was showing the board. I don't want them to get all my settings.
Vaughn, people are dying to see what you look like. Please go show your face to the camera.
You just showed your dick to the camera.
No, it was
finger. He showed his finger.
Vaughn's got to shave his head first, so it looks like a fucking terrorist again.
That's not pretty close.
A little bit.
That was quick. Close. I only saw you last week, and it already grew in like 2 inches.
It's wow. Crazy. 2 inches.
I know. He grows hair like fucking Wolverine.
Wow. Okay. He grows hair like basically regenerates his cells.
Unemployed Wolverine. Got to make the difference.
Since Vaughn isn't going to show his face, I can basically describe him as this. He's a... ugly looking terrorist looking dude with my aunt's shoes on.
What are you talking about? Give her shoes back.
I said he looks more like Boris Zukov.
Who? Nobody would even know who you're talking about.
I know.
Except me. Except me.
And Derek.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Boris Zukov?
And the Nikolai wrestler. Volkov? The Baryshnikovs?
The Bolsheviks.
Did he happen to kill his son?
The Baryshnikovs.
He was that gay belly dancer.
That ice skating ballet.
All right, everybody, show your tits to the fucking.
Wow,
dog. Lola's showing her fucking nips.
Stop it!
Nobody wants to see that dog.
Hey, Derek, stop you know it. What? Your dog's got some nice tits.
That's true.
You. Where are the tits?
Why do you always fall in love with my dogs, regardless of gender?
No, Roddy was awesome because Roddy humped the shit out of me,
and regardless
on a daily
of
basis, and I liked it.
Okay.
Ah!
Well, at least his dog isn't blind.
He's making out with the dog.
Does your dog still eat poo?
No.
That was the blind one.
Although this one ate a lot of shit.
Tripping a blind dog.
Oh, feeding a blind dog.
The new dog's awesome because it would shit and clean itself up.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me I had to hit rock bottom?
Oh, Peter.
Too bad Venda wasn't in the chat room.
That sucks.
Why?
Oh, with Lauren's cam on, he could be making fun of her.
Oh,
stuff,
he can berate her right there?
Yeah, right. Yeah. He'd be jerking off.
No, probably. Wow.
On cam.
Did you catch that, Lauren?
What? Well, I'm just saying.
No, I know.
He's hiding it.
That's true.
I gotta give her a little credit. She did defend herself like a grown woman on the board about that. So
in what way?
Well, she did bash him like totally. Oh, and he really didn't say anything afterwards, yeah. Which I have to give her that.
She basically just said he was unattractive.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, he made a little comment about women being on his lap while he's sitting there on the chat.
Oh, Miss in a non-existent, that one.
Yeah.
Miss fucking Antonio Inoki.
Whoa. Whoa. Antonia Inoki.
Whatever.
The fuck.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny about Vaughn too?
Oh god.
Look, he's so used, he just gets beat up so much here that he was waving me to just insult him. He's like, just bring it on.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
You're in, come on.
He holds up different colors, represent different
that insult insults. Right here in my heart.
Yeah. Wow.
Like a guy directing planes.
Lambast him.
You know, man.
Lambast, see?
Nice. Railroad him.
Throw him down the well.
You guys
drown him.
The best is when I seen Vaughn delivering mail in Red Bank. And I didn't know it was him until his belly was hanging on the bottom of his shirt.
You've said that joke already,
I
asshole.
Know, but that's how I knew it was
it's
you.
It's funnier
well,
every
people
time.
Don't listen to every show, so
true.
Sometimes you have to revisit
that was one
stuff.
Show like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Once in 3 months ago. What size shirt does he wear? Quintuple X, too?
Quintuple.
And my gut was still sticking out. I forgot.
Unfortunately,
I got a Dan Dunn. He's got a gut.
It's actually Quinn Belly Hughes.
He has like a youth medium shirt. It's fucking tight as hell.
To a concert, that's all they have. It's like large and youth medium.
He's got front medium. Tits and back tits.
Yeah, I'm going to the postal shows. That's what I'm doing. To
he
get
has
my
ass tits too.
All right, I've had enough talking about Vaughn's body. I really have.
Me too. Not
it's
really.
Like what? What it's, do you mean?
Why? It's sexy. Mean? It's sexy.
It's hot.
Okay.
It's
anyway, fuck. No. It's oh my.
What
God.
What was that?
I looked
away.
I just fly, Steve.
I'm going to puke.
It Vaughn was just, he looked like a segmented worm.
Vaughn just showed his rolls.
What the
Let's see the belly.
He looked like a pale.
Let's see the belly.
He looked like a pale cat. Oh, see, look. He looked like a pale caterpillar in mid squirm.
Don't egg him on mid-squirm. To take off his pants because I'm sure he'll do it.
Oh, he did it last week. Tuesday.
Done it once. Oh, he did it.
He took out his balls.
Yeah. Wonderful.
He did do that.
Yes.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
See you later. We actually should take a break.
Okay, let's do it.
Really?
Why?
And not come back.
Yeah, because this is...
A little more organization here, please.
Yeah, we'll
get
a little
sorry, Matt. You're so organized.
Too many. I am
nothing.
Very
Christine
organized.
Has her glasses on now.
Is she eating off of them?
Sophisticated.
Eating off of them.
What?
What?
She has her glasses on and just raised a shot glass.
And what's going on, Derek?
You guys can compare
He's
breasts.
He's gonna fart, but I just fucking.
He's giving up.
Yeah, forget it. Who's ready to hear the Tyrion Wii?
What's that?
The Tyrion Wireless promo.
Do it. Is it a new one?
No. Oh. It's the same fucking one.
I don't know what this is.
Is it Heidi?
That's the wireless.
Wow!
What happened?
Oh, I'm kidding. Christ.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What? So, what happened during the break? We got the cam going.
Everybody
cam
showed
going.
Their ass.
Lauren, Carly, and Christine are drinking.
Like,
oh my god.
Stuff.
Really? They're drinking?
Oh.
Heidi's on with a yellow shirt.
It's like we're four.
I Love Poop is back in here.
Annoying the shit out of me.
Lauren equals him poser. Yes, that's right.
Heidi's looking pretty hot, actually.
Okay, all right.
Like, yeah. I asked her before the show, I said, how many Hot Topics did she have to go to get those earrings? And she said
none.
Them.
She ordered them.
Yeah.
That's
from
right.
HotTopic.com.
Lame. Yes. Whatever. You threw HotTopic.com.
They were out of stock at Hot Topic, because she called ahead.
I played this for you, Pat.
I know. I hear it. I like this song.
Cellophane flower.
Is this Primus?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's Primus.
Sure. Whatever. What happened to Christine? She leave?
Oh, is this a 10-second loop?
She probably fell over.
Christine's fun.
Oh, yeah. She's
in the bathroom with diarrhea.
she was eating a hot pastrami and fell over.
Oh,
wow.
More than one way.
Oh, true.
Anyway, we do have a phone number, 732-917-0456.
Yeah. Please call in and help our show.
Yeah, if you
want
to call up.
It's
no big deal.
It's a prepaid cell phone.
Yeah, call and take your punches. Let's go.
It's a throwaway cell phone, kind of like the terrorists use.
Okay,
all right. So nobody will ever know that you used it.
So, yes, it is Vaughn's cell phone.
My father has one of them. Good. He thinks it's like the coolest thing in the world. I don't know why.
It's because he can make some business deals with it.
Yeah.
What up?
I can call Scrooge McDuck and nobody will know.
Wow.
I can get some cocaine.
Wow.
I can get some of this tit sweat to go away.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yes. Inside. That's outside.
So I'll have you know, Derek's father is an avid listener of this show.
He really is.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. He has no idea how to even access it.
I know. My whole family wants to listen now, and I just want to.
That's dangerous.
That is bad territory.
Why do they even? How do they even know?
That is
they,
bad
they
for business.
Do.
No, Matt tells me, he's like, yeah, my mother will come in my room when I'm sleeping in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because he goes to sleep.
Myself.
Yeah, he goes to sleep at like 6 in the morning when the rest of us are at work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, she, like, she literally listens. She laughs. I hear her laughing.
That's,
I don't know why.
That's bad for
people. Should have her call in.
Yeah, I know.
Get her on the webcam. Take off her top.
Was it? My brother was listening on Tuesday.
Oh, was he?
But like a but
fuck
like
your
a,
brother.
Wow.
Wow.
Enough.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you hit a sensitive spot.
You know what? I have an idea. Everyone, I have an idea.
He's okay. A grown man.
Whenever Vaughn gets out of hand,
what?
We should be the Vaughn Whisperer.
Oh,
no.
Like Cesar Millan? No.
Who? Are you gonna make a special court?
Cesar Millan?
Look at this.
And we should hit Vaughn on the neck whenever he does something.
No, we have
bad.
The we have the Vaughn World Order music.
Well, now we have to be the Vaughn Whisperer. No, we got to put him in line.
Put me in line?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We got to get you one of those collars, the double collars.
Yeah.
I like.
I'll give you a double collar. I'll write my dick around your neck twice.
Wow.
Squeeze real hard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. You sound like the guys in my office. Hey, we talked about this.
I am the pack leader.
Derek's neck is bigger than 3 inches, dude. I'll tell you.
That's enough.
He will know that I am the show leader, and he will talk when when given the opportunity.
I think I've
to
talked
talk.
About that already. That they do that in my office. It's not funny.
Hush.
No, I was saying, my brother was listening on.
It was funny. It was
hysterical.
Funny. It was funny until Vaughn shot it down.
That's true. Yeah.
Thanks, Vaughn. You just killed the bet.
And we can work with Jennifer Love Hewitt show the breast whisperer.
Thanks, Vaughn. You just killed another one.
That's wrong.
The fucking double D cup whisperer.
Yeah. Well, that's
I
it.
Killed jokes
Steve's
and
drunk.
Babies. No big deal.
Oops.
I like big tits. What does that mean? Who cares?
Well, Pat, we tried, but Vaughn had to ruin it.
That's it. We'll do it anyway.
Yeah, we're going to do it
like
anyway.
He's going to stop us.
Yeah, really. We'll show him who's back.
I abort comedy like I abort fetuses. No big deal. One new one. No big deal.
You said that
so
joke.
Like I was saying.
You said that joke already. It wasn't funny.
I changed it.
The left
Vaughn has breasts.
So does half the room.
And Steve likes that.
Besides just the women, I think the only one in the room besides... Well, Pat's the only one in the room that doesn't probably have breasts.
No,
I
do.
Me?
Have you ever seen an abortion?
Oh.
Like, go to Google Images and type in like abortion.
Okay.
And see what comes up.
Little bits of hands. And,
oh, my God. It's disgusting.
I took out a booger the other day, and I said to myself, oh, my God, I'm taking out the snot like an aborted fetus.
No, seriously.
I never got the whole booger.
I'm going to name this one Chris.
Whoa.
This looks like a Chris to me.
Whoa. Don't do that. It's going to be misinterpreted.
Whoa.
I don't know what that is.
Whoa.
Can you not whoa?
Whoa. It looks like a Thanksgiving turkey.
That looks. Is that Vaughn passed out last week?
It's a very old picture of a lady on, looks like she was on her knees and then fell forward. And I don't know, her asshole is blurred out. There's towels and blood.
Probably beautiful. Asian.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I typed in abortion.
Probably a stinky Googler.
Wow.
Japanese
what?
Are sick.
They are sick. Kind of.
Did
they
you
are.
Say Googer?
Googer.
Googer.
Baseball ball Googer. Anyway.
Baseball's Bob Googer.
Oh, Christ. So what are you doing,
I told this story once before, but I'll tell it again about the... ooh, there's a good one.
That's a rough one right there.
Wow.
What the fuck is that?
That baby is headless and armless.
It's the severed head fairy.
It looks like they tried to cook its head afterwards.
I know.
They really did.
There's one of this Chinese dude like ready to eat a baby.
Throw this one on the grill.
It's so funny. Carly is like, I don't want to see that, but she can't take her eyes off the screen.
Whoa! Oh,
she's glued.
This one was dissected.
That looks like an
that's
alien.
Fucking bad. I'm done looking at that
once
shit.
Once again, for everybody at home, Google.
Like Dexter got to
it. I'm done.
Google Images, abortedfetuses.com.
No, I just put
wow.
All right, anyway, I'm done looking at it. Well,
yeah, I can't do that.
That'll definitely turn your fucking stomach.
Yeah, I dated a girl years ago, and her mother worked at a kind of an anti-Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Like, they would actually, like, talk you into keeping it or
yeah.
putting up for adoption and stuff like that. And they had jars with aborted fetuses on different stages.
Uh-huh. Oh. I still want one of those.
Was that for decorating the waiting room?
Yeah.
That's just for decoration.
It's a paperweight.
Like, you walk in the office, and they just have these, like, mason jars with babies in
that's
them.
That's just
mayonnaise
decorations.
Jars.
Yeah, it's like Hellman's.
They still got the mayonnaise in it.
The aborted fetus go,
that's it, and that's all. They do it for decoration. Or as Vaughn would call it, Planet Parenthood.
Okay.
You did call it that
that's
once.
That's the one Arnold Schwarzenegger opened.
Planet Parenthood.
Did you guys ever see Better Off Dead?
No.
Yes.
Nope. But no, it sounds like a fucking movie
you know, his
of real
friend
life.
He roams around with him in the, I forget, the guy who played Booger in the...
Yeah.
He walks around in a good part of that film with a jar with a baby in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I don't remember that.
I think they eat babies in China.
Mm. Yeah. Probably.
They eat dogs anything. In China. So
renewable resource. So
seriously.
They got to get rid of them somewhere. They're only allowed to have two each.
It's true.
Like a billion people in what, like a sixth of the country? Like that's like where they're
basically
concentrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like the rest of the country is just fucking desert.
I think it's like 1.3 now. Mm-hmm. 1.3, 1.4.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That's incredible.
It's humongous.
That's ridiculous.
It's a ginormous population.
That's ridiculous.
Ginormous. You can now use that word.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
Oh, now you can use it because it's in Webster's.
Got a story here.
Oh,
kind of.
Okay.
I just thought this was funny because I didn't know they still did this.
Uh-oh.
The old, in the British courtrooms, the wigs.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they still did it to this day.
Oh, and they do.
Well, not this day because this day it fucking stops. They finally said enough dressing like, you know, queers.
Wow.
And they're no longer going to be wearing
powdered wigs.
The powdered wigs.
Interesting.
Nice.
Judges and prosecuting attorneys.
Okay.
That was ridiculous.
That's so, like, archaic. I honestly had no idea they still did that.
They should eBay them.
Sure.
Can you imagine what they smell like?
Nope.
Wonderful.
Aborted fetus.
Probably.
Like probably smell like powdered dandruff.
Oh.
Dandruff.
Oh, come on.
You had to emphasize the rough.
The Your Honor, Daniel Deedruff.
What?
Daniel Deedruff.
Presiding over this case.
All right, what the fuck is going on?
So I thought that was interesting, but apparently it's not.
It's fucking shit face.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not at all.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you got more for us.
What? A couple more things. I want to see what... Oh, the penis stabbing story.
Nice. It's continued.
It was apparently grossly over-exaggerated.
What happened?
Peter?
A Harvard School restaurant employee tied a tourniquet around his bloody penis...
Wow.
Continued working several hours after armed robbers stabbed him. But management at a Z Square restaurant suspect the worker lied about the incident and is now trying to fire him.
Nice.
The 45-year-old East Boston man, who's an overnight cleaner at the restaurant, told police he was stabbed by two black men in their 20s. Outside
black,
the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. They're going to catch him.
At least it's a believable story.
They probably stole something, too.
It's like when parents kill their kids and they,
yeah, it was a
they
black
say
man.
That they're kidnapped. They're, yeah. A black guy came in the house and kidnapped a kid.
It's a black
believable.
Guy and a Chinese guy.
Yeah. It's believable but unsolvable.
You can always blame a black guy.
Like when you were conceived, Vaughn, a black guy broke in and, you know,
that's
it.
You know, think about it. If you had a suitcase of $1 million, right?
Yes.
And there was a black guy and a white guy. And you had to like go into a store or something, and you couldn't bring the suitcase. Who would you leave it with to hold on to?
White guy,
the bum on the corner.
Who would you leave it to?
Black guy.
Yeah, what's the suitcase?
You'd leave it to the
what's
white
the suitcase filled with?
Because I know he wouldn't be able
cash.
To get away.
$1 million.
Cash money.
Why would you give it to anybody?
Well, you
have to.
It's not allowed in the store.
You have to. $1 million not allowed in the
check
store.
Check your $1 million at the gate.
Your money's no good here.
apparently, the restaurant is trying. They think that he's just trying to collect off of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying, yeah, this didn't happen. Mm. So he's a liar.
Whoops.
Just like that. It's the same two black guys who killed Nicole Simpson.
What?
Remember?
No, O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Simpson.
No, well, remember when he was speculating? He was speculating there was two black guys killed.
Nope, just him.
Oh, God, you're so fucking retarded. Drink more.
What?
It was just him.
I'm just, oh, fuck it. Never
mind. What happened?
I'm out!
It was just
fucking Vaughn Furman over here.
Did you ever tell them about the friend we knew that met O.J. Simpson?
Yeah,
yes.
We told
that. Oh, that's right.
And he didn't stab him to death?
Whoops. No.
What did you say? You're still spending the Goldman's money?
Hey, what are you, spending all the Goldman's money?
He's at the Kentucky Derby.
That guy is awesome.
He really is.
I love it.
And he met Gene Simmons also.
Oh,
or
God.
As he called him, that Jew with the long tongue.
Hey, it was that Jew with the big tongue.
And of course, everyone said Gene Simmons.
Obviously.
Yeah. Or as Vaughn say, obviously.
What?
Why do you look so sad, Vaughn? Do you want a webcam? Is that what it is?
No.
I think Vaughn's Jewish.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jewish.
I'm
you
Jewish.
Fucking
you know, with the beard and everything?
He sounds Jewish.
Kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He does sound
He's like, oh, my God.
He smells like burning flesh.
Oh, no.
How's the drinking going on in the chat room? You guys, how you doing?
Do you have your camera on, Christine?
I'm getting pretty drunk.
No, why is Christine getting drunk? Is she going to puke?
I just want to see tits.
To tag.
She's going
to
whip him out?
Oh, yeah.
to taste.
Please don't.
To taste.
Let us know when you do, because I want to see tits.
I just had dinner.
I just had dinner, yeah. Right now,
male or female, I don't give a shit.
What? I'm not showing him
no.
shit. He's seen enough of me.
No.
I know.
Don't encourage us.
Like, every person
behavior.
In this room has seen Vaughn, in one stage of nakedness or another.
That's enough. No one's here seen him do a handstand naked.
I did.
In the pool?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sorry.
Actually, you know what?
What?
Gross.
Why don't you do naked
He had a vagina.
Do naked cartwheels real quick.
You can't do a cartwheel.
Well, I can be naked, but I can't do a cartwheel.
What, are you nuts?
Take it to a handstand naked.
I want you to drive home naked.
What's the point of that?
Just in case he gets pulled over.
Yeah. I want you to make pancakes naked.
Just in case.
I want you to fry chicken naked.
I want you to seal coat my driveway naked.
Wow.
I want you to wax my car in this G-string.
What?
Naked.
Actually, that'd be kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, God. Be
I want you to wear this G-string naked. Paint my ceiling naked.
Heidi said, talking about Vaughn, if he were a Jew, I would put him in my shower.
Wow.
And then the toucher says, you must have a fucking huge shower.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Why does she want to clean Vaughn? Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they used to say. You need to take a shower.
He's better dirty.
It's a joke.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Do you want to go take a
shower?
I'm
waiting for Christine's breath. But
I
guess
you
not...
need a shower.
Did she eat them?
She's telling Lauren to go first.
What? Did she eat them?
Wow.
She's nibbling
she
on
went
nip.
To self-suck
what
and she was...
asshole. Vaughn is the biggest him. Asshole in this room, believe it or
Vaughn,
not.
Vaughn, get in Derek's shower.
Naked.
All right, come on, Lauren. Will you go first so we can see hers?
Wow.
Come on, I know. What the fuck's a big deal?
Oh,
there's
oh,
tits.
A fucking bunch of homos.
What
if
the
I had
fuck?
Tits, I would show
the
them.
Big deal.
All right. A guy who showed his balls in a room full of guys... What a couple of homos. Yeah.
I know.
Holy Christ.
I randomly...
guys, you want to see my taint?
Yeah, no.
Are you guys a gay?
Why don't you trace the line on my chode from my nuts to my fucking asshole?
God.
Wow, okay. He does sound like that.
Naked.
He does. Does.
You slurring schmuck.
I want a waffle now.
Naked.
Vaughn doesn't sound like a Jewish Alvin.
What? This show is so out of the place.
What? Right. Alvin who?
Alvin Chipmunks?
The Chipmunks.
What?
May I want a hula hoop?
Oh, and there they are.
Ah! We're ready to count
oh
the
my
money.
God.
We're ready to count the money, Dave.
Oh, my
Christine?
Oh, did I miss it?
Goodness.
I've seen him like three other times.
I know.
Dude, my ears just blew out when freaking Steve screamed.
Yeah. She was very happy with herself.
I heard that and I liked it, Steve.
I almost got slapped in the face.
With sweaty
Alvin,
cat.
Simon, Jewador, filthy oy, fucking oy. Kikador.
Oi, 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 oi.
Kikador.
I was thinking when we went to the Rush show, they should just change their name to Cash.
What?
$60 for lawn seats?
Yeah.
Hello! Throw your money
wow.
at me.
That Cash.
He sweats fucking dollar bills.
He really does.
Fucking kike.
Whoa!
Poor Getty Lee.
I am 6.25% Jewish.
Verified.
I do not appreciate.
Verified.
I think you farted out that 6.25%.
The stickers say we tend to offend.
Yeah, it's even true. The host.
That's the only reason I say this, is to offend.
Oh. That's wrong.
What was that?
What?
Don't let Steve see it.
I love Pooh put this picture up. It says, if you need me, I'll be in my lab.
I can't see what it is.
And it's a guy fucking his lab.
What?
Dog.
I like that. That's
what?
That's a play on words.
It is a play.
Yeah, it's a great
play. Yeah.
That's,
Okay, stop.
I think I think I could go to jail for having that on my computer.
It's true.
Probably like the kid that didn't download the porn.
He didn't do it.
Oops-a-daisy. Somebody put it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flash card.
Whoops.
Did you hear about that kid that broke into his neighbor's house just to watch porn?
Oh, my God.
That was you?
That's brilliant.
No, I was serious. It was on the news.
DarkTemplars.com.
What?
Apparently the kid broke into the house four times. It has done this before, but this time he got caught red-handed.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Red-handed.
The woman walked in her house and like, there was a whole bunch of like
white palm
boxes up on the screen of porn.
He got caught
but there was
palm.
Nobody there, so he just bailed because he heard the car pulling.
And I guess just recently got caught red-handed.
Dark? Why wouldn't he just, like, unplug the fucking thing?
Dark Templars with a Z.
We heard you the first time, fuckface.
We just have to, we have to make sure it's right.
Did you hear about the Geek Squad guy who stole porn and other pictures from
I got this.
That's hot.
It was only a matter of time before that happened.
Did you guys hear about that picture of Vaughn fucking his lab?
The Gook Squad? You talking about the Gook Squad?
Actually, this guy is Chinese here. Or
another one?
Something. Yep. Geek Squad hatched plot to harvest porn from porn star Jasmine Gray's hard drive, says, days before she died in a car crash.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Whoops.
Says, I worked for Best Buy 285. Oh, okay.
Oddly
Best Buy 285 several years ago, 2003, 2005. Interesting. And was both a black shirt and an agent. Once at the Geek, what do we care about this? At my store, searching and copying files was not a common practice at all. We were the good guys of the district. One day, however, a gorgeous woman walked in with her computer, complaining of her PC locking up when she went to use her webcam. She refused to give us her website, so we knew something was up. She authorized us to do a tune-up and remove unneeded files and update her SP2.
Right,
That's interesting. During cleanup process, we saw that her Norton protected recycle bin was consuming 12 gigs of files.
Oh my, consuming?
Wow. Yeah. It was password protected, but she used the same password as her Windows logon.
Oh God.
Once we got the recycling bin, we realized that it was entirely filled with naked pictures and movies. It turns out the young woman was a porn star named Jasmine Gray.
Excellent.
And she is fucking dead. She got a car crash and she died.
And still doing porn.
Well, no, this was something that was actually very recent.
Yeah.
Like the last 2 months, I think it was.
She's pretty young.
A website called The Consumerist. They put in a program that watches people on their desktop.
Yeah.
And they brought in the computer to get fixed by the Geek Squad. And they pretty much, what they did was they fixed their computer, and then they noticed that there was risque pictures and there were some video clips like on files. So they threw in a 2 gig zip flash card drives, and they downloaded all of it, and then they cleaned up their main mm-hmm. window, just cleaned all the little files up,
yeah.
So it's not all scattered, and then the next day they put it online like through a YouTube stream,
yeah,
really
of the video of them sitting there pulling everything off, putting it on the flash card and everything.
Wow.
And they're like, they're, yeah, it's hard. It was like, I don't even think it was a month ago.
I have never brought my computer anywhere to be fixed. I would sooner buy a new computer.
Yep,
I destroy it
to bring it in.
If it's to the point where I have to bring it to somebody, if I don't know somebody who can do it,
yep,
I take the hard drive out and destroy it.
I still have my first computer ever from 1995.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting up in an attic. It's going nowhere.
I like the size of a refrigerator.
I still don't have a computer.
Wow, you're poor.
Yeah,
why don't you get one of these? They're cheap. A little laptop for you.
Yeah, they look cheap.
Hey, you can get one for like $700.
All the shininess looks cheap.
Probably like $500.
Yeah, I still have a Pentium 75 from 1995 sitting in my grandma's house.
Yeah.
Old.
I just destroy them as soon as they get all fucked up to the point where I can't do anything with them.
I think mine first one was like 400 something megahertz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
425.
What was that? The 450?
IBM Aptiva?
Was that a 450? Oh, no.
Maybe it was 450.
Yo.
I don't remember.
It was interesting.
Look at the cam, because you got Steve and Lauren trying to sit on one chair. It's the fucking scariest thing ever.
Oh, no. Both are drunk.
And yep.
Steve is just fucking
both are ugly.
Both are ugly.
This fucking nasty bald fuck.
Carly's like, whoa.
She's just
they both have bags of flesh.
Wait, the thing is, look, after that, Carly shook her head and walked into the kitchen. She's done.
Wow.
Yep, she was upset by that comment I made.
That's awesome.
Well, that Derek made, and then I followed up.
So you drunk, Lauren?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Really?
I'm going to have to take her right home.
I have to take her right home like a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Anyway. So that's it for that, then. That's interesting.
That's it.
Oh. Flash drives, huh? Huh, Derek?
Yeah, how about it?
Gigahertz. Terahertz, mm-hmm. Eric. What's
all right, nerd.
Is this girl in the yellow gonna flash?
No, what? Heidi won't.
What's going
do
on?
That.
No, she hasn't flashed.
If Chris isn't there,
only
it's
when
not
Chris is
happen.
Molesting her.
Oh yeah,
the fat guy.
Who's that?
Ooh, don't say anything like Chris ain't no fat guy.
Punching her in the tits.
That oh my was goodness!
Ridiculous.
I can't call him a fat guy.
Who's
I'd
a fat
you
guy?
Not.
Hey, better not. He runs the station.
What's going on back there?
They're both like trying to play like hot potato on the chair.
Wow.
She looks like she's about to fall off because she has no room left.
I can't get my eyes off them pork chops over there on the computer.
Pork chops. Oh, yeah, it's true. Mm, those look good. What the hell was that?
Steve, you gotta stop.
This is just, this is a circus.
Soda all over me.
Yeah, I'm the one who fucking messes things up.
This
you
is a
are.
Circus.
Fuck I'm blaming are. This on you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, pal.
It's a jerkus.
You, dude, you're stepping on my friggin' mic cord. Or sitting on it. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Fuck you! I was gonna... Fucking douche. Unbelievable.
Wow. Hackydouche.com.
Well, a guy writes 384-page sci-fi novel on a mobile phone.
Oh,
what?
God.
That's right. You're about to... Steve, yeah. Knock it off.
That sounds like an incredible amount of free time.
I was trying to straighten the cords, so I didn't fucking sit on it.
What is he doing, T9? What the fuck is he doing there?
Talk about some serious work. And forget shooting video and photos from your phone. This Italian guy wrote a 384-page sci-fi novel on his mobile phone while commuting back and forth to work over 17 weeks.
That's cool.
It's in Italian? I'm never fucking reading it.
Alitalia?
He wrote in short paragraphs on his Nokia 6630, using T9, of course, and saved them on the phone. He then downloaded text to his computer and proofread and edited it. It's just proof of what you can... Wow. It's just proof of what you can do when you use your time wisely.
Oh, yeah.
The book is called...
Sounds like you did.
Campagna di Viaggio.
Not going to read it.
Or fellow travelers.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I don't even know Italian.
Nice. Well, that is pretty interesting.
Guido di Pasta.
What, are you at an Olive Garden? What the fuck was that?
Insane Clown Pasta.
Good, he brought that up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
There's no reason for that.
Violent Macaroni.
It's just blood.
Shaggy 2 Rigatoni.
Pat is falling asleep.
Yeah. No. They Pat really, they wishes really he didn't come that. Here.
No, this is fun.
Yeah.
Shaggy 2 Pasta.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, though.
Uh-huh.
Shaggy 2 Beanie.
Violent Garlic Bread.
Violent Fusilli.
Violent Breadstick. Ooh, Olive Garden. Endless breadsticks.
Endless.
Shaggy. Violent Spaghetti.
There you go. Steve just farted. Uh-huh.
Shaggy 2 Ravioli.
I just the fart. Ah, a paradise.
Paradise. That's Italian craps.
Yeah, paradise.
I got a paradise.
It's awful.
It is.
And a bigamist.
It's Italian fog.
I had a really good and one, and I can't remember what it is right now.
Italian astronaut.
Fuck.
That's enough. I came up with the paradise all on my own. I like that.
Oh, big boy now.
Yeah. Oh, so the show's falling apart.
That's
wrestling.
It.
Wrestling.
Let's see what else I got here.
So, Matt, you were a wrestler.
I was. Oh, you were too.
I was. But do you plan on killing your kids when they're born?
When they're born? No, they figure wait until about 7.
Nice.
And fully retarded.
Fully, completely.
As opposed to that, like,
Fragile X syndrome.
Well, if you're going to kill your wife and kids, do it with some genocide drivers.
Wow, genocide drivers. Oh, God.
This is an abortion.
Wow. Oh, look, the back of my head.
That's oh, excellent. Beefy.
Yay. This is great. Yeah.
He sleeps in a hat.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he snores bagpipes.
I do. That cam's pretty quick.
It is actually. Quick. It's not bad.
It's almost real time.
Just almost. About.
It's almost fake time. I just want to go to the diner and eat.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got a half hour.
Wait, Castle.
We'll fuck the half hour. We can close early. Okay.
Close early. Close early. We're not. We don't. It's not a restaurant, you
moron. Just give Vaughn the microphone.
Count the register and close early.
Yeah. We should just call up on cell phones on Skype and just do the show from the car.
Oh, my God.
While we're eating.
I love that how awesome. I love how Lauren's responding to the chat and telling us that we can't hear her.
I know. You don't have a mic on, Lauren. You can
giggling
stop.
Like a psychopath. It's funny.
They love tits. Who would have known?
Boobies.
Oh, my God.
Sorry? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Ew, don't point that cam anywhere near Vaughn.
Who said that, Tucker?
It makes my computer fatter.
It's touching.
You need two computers to listen to this
and
show.
More useless.
It gives my keyboard stretch marks.
This computer's like, yeah, I don't feel like downloading that. I'm fat. The
touch is pretty funny.
Yeah. He is. He's a funny Aussie.
He's from Australia or fucking Zimbabwe or something.
Or Australia.
It's the same thing.
Pretty close.
Same fucking thing to me.
What's the matter, Vaughn?
Nothing.
Bah, 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 bah.
You don't like the good doctor?
Oh, I love him.
Dr. Toucher.
Dr. Toucher.
Vaughn just gets bored when we don't make fun of him.
I know.
We're not paying attention.
Oh, so bored my by pussy. That. My pussy.
Oh, my pussy itches. Oh.
It's a joke between me and Steve.
I bet. That's inside.
I don't know. Steve didn't laugh at it. Because I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yep. That's a joke between now me and Steve when I now just made it up.
Too bad when I come over his house, he's sucking my dick.
Whoa. Whoa.
I don't want you to ever leave.
The inner homo comes out when he's drunk as fuck.
Stay here with me.
I feel extremely awkward now.
Fucking faggot.
It is very awkward.
You're the faggot, because that's what I think of you.
Wow. You should play the music now while he's sitting there rambling. Like
play my music. Boom, boom.
Actually,
boom,
the story boom, really goes is boom, I wanted his boom, this faggot out of my house. Oh, so God. I said, Steve, you want me to suck your dick? And he didn't leave. He said, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Homo.
Yeah. Right. How could I ever achieve a hard-on with your fucking wife going, David, what are you sucking his dick for?
See? That's easy, because once you're coming through my door, you think of me and just fucking pop chub.
Nice.
Pop no. chub.
No.
Big Papa Chubb.
I'm breastfeeding the whole way, your the whole ride dick. Over. The whole ride over. You're just like, I'm going to Steve's.
You're right.
His finger in his pussy.
Fuck that shithole you live
his
in.
Breastfeed.
What?
Nothing.
He lives in the fucking biggest shithole in fucking New Jersey, number
wow.
one.
Wow.
Yeah, where are you? Well, I don't want to say where you're living now, but.
Fucking, you can't even park like near his house. You have to park a fucking mile away.
Yeah, you tell me where you live.
Yeah, but in Steve's neighborhood, if you park there, you ain't going to find your car.
Yeah, because some fucking speck is going to steal it.
Two black people are
Von Dukas!
Two black people are going to steal my car and rip off a Toys R Us with it.
Those fucking fucking chicas are going to steal it and fucking
chicas.
Drive off with it.
How's your psychologist thing
Have
going?
You been there?
No.
Psychiatrist?
How many times did you go since we talked?
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah? That's it? You're done?
Faggot.
I'm cured.
Really?
Wow.
He's eating. He cured himself. He's eating.
Well, you haven't been on the show since, so let's go over what did happen. Can you give us an overview?
I really don't remember.
Basically, you were going to the shrink because you had a phobia of calories.
I didn't know that prior.
Pat didn't get a chance to make fun of it.
Well, why were you going? Work with me.
Stress-related issues,
stress-related,
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So you just didn't feel right.
No, I didn't feel right.
You're just like, all right, something's wrong. And she goes there and she says...
I was having heart chest pain and heart palpitations and...
And she basically said you're...
Anxiety and panic and fear.
And my best friend wanted me to suck his dick.
That too.
Oh,
not me.
He's jerking off to my wife while she's breastfeeding
my
baby.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's nothing to do with me. I don't know why the fuck you're looking at me. Not his best friend.
Drink some more.
So she said you had a phobia of calories.
Yeah. Because I was like bulimic.
He's afraid of pussy, too.
I definitely won't eat it.
Wow.
It's fucking gross.
Wow.
I'd rather chew on my wallet.
You're a faggot then.
Chew on my wallet? Oh no.
What's that?
All right.
You can always tell when Derek's laughing as he's farting.
Carly has dagger eyes going.
What? See, the thing is, that's...
They
you're
don't
not sleeping in my bed.
I
practically live with the dagger eyes.
Derek's sleeping on the couch tonight.
When I was first with my wife, I would tear ass, and she'd be like, "Oh, that's funny."
Yeah.
And now I tear ass, and I get the same kind of reaction.
Well, Lauren just lit up
a
cigarette
fucking
or sprayed air.
Anyway, when you guys first got married, you would send me like clips of your farts, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, and she'd go, then like a couple months later, you're like,
she goes, "We have fucking stop it! You're a fucking dirtbag,
sicko!
Oh, God. You're fucking sick!" And I'm like, "Yeah."
And your baby's crying in the back.
It's just like,
this'll cheer you up.
That's the way he put his kids to sleep.
99 time.
Andy!
Baby
Benadryl. They should have did that to that kid on the airplane.
Oh, no.
You know when Carly's unhappy, when she just looks at it and just shakes her head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. No.
Either you fart or you have a really bad pun.
Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah. That's when you know it's just not going to happen. It's just pure, like, no.
It's pandemonium in here.
Don't.
Carly, so that's it. You're better now.
You're really see? Shaking yeah. her head now.
There it is. That was it.
She's feeling her great. Chin was hitting each shoulder when she was shaking her head. That was, no.
So Steve's cured. Okay.
Yeah, no I'm all better now. I just.
Oh, cool. We have 25 minutes to fucking.
I just started eating again.
Put this abomination to bed.
It was fun up until now.
It really was.
It was until Steve.
Pat, you got anything for us?
Nope.
Pat is just nope. like totally solemn.
For a second, I thought he had something.
Pat's like, this is why I stopped doing the show. Yeah.
Well, not exactly.
It's usually better than this. I don't know why it's
well, there's usually not this many people.
That's true, too.
There yeah. are, in fact, three extra people.
And usually when I fart, it's funny.
Okay.
Not tonight.
Mm. And all anyone cares about is Lauren's boobs and,
yep.
and Vaughn's testes.
No, everybody's like dying to see tits. It's just
I can't believe you had your nuts
every,
up there.
Everyone either wants to see Lauren's breasts.
Come on, where are they?
Or fucking Vaughn's tumors.
I want all three girls in the chat room to all flash at once.
All three.
Yes. It's going to happen.
I want to see fucking pure tits.
Pure tits.
What? Yeah.
Pure unadulterated
Vaughn,
bonuses.
Get over there.
They're just fucking tits.
Vaughn, keep
fucking
nuts in your
chicken.
Pants.
Vaughn, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Oh.
He's going to
show
what's
coming. What is coming? Put it on the TV, Derek.
Funny.
Put it on
the TV. When he walks, everything
shakes.
Like a three-foot radius around him moves. I was almost reclined when he just walked near me.
And you're in a wood chair.
I was almost fucking puking when he walked next to me. Here
what
he comes.
What is going on?
Like
a roller coaster.
Oh,
no.
Uh-oh.
What's he doing?
Oh, no.
We're going to
no.
see all four breasts at one time.
He's got a picture of fucking Molly Pitcher's fucking bust on his shirt.
Vaughn.
Wow.
Vaughn, show everybody how you have breasts on your breasts and on your ribs. And your back.
The toucher just puts the biggest ew in the chat I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Lauren bailed out. She's sitting next to me now.
Not to mention she farted when she walked by. I heard
wow.
it.
Wow.
Lauren. Yeah, before, Lauren has those like studded belts, like the punk belts. I didn't realize Steve was wearing one, so I had my back. And I turn around. I got someone's ass in my face. I just see the studded belt, and I thought it was Lauren.
Whoa.
And then it farts on me. I'm like, Lauren! Oh, my God! But it was just this fucking hideous guy over here.
Lauren is
hideous.
Very drunk right now.
Yes, I'm drunk.
How much have you had?
One beer.
I had a beer and a half and three, two.
Shut up.
Shh.
What happened?
Yes. That was a symphony.
That was almost a rap.
That was almost cute.
Do you know how hard it is to get farts around diarrhea?
Oh.
Vaughn, use the air freshener.
You know how,
oh! You're the big...
Hi, Carly.
Steve number two and Derek are collectively the biggest scumbags ever.
I need it.
Not in my face.
I need it.
Huh? No.
Yeah.
No. Just give it to Steve.
No.
Your fart knocks Steve retarded.
He just sprayed himself in the face with Airwick.
Sprayed himself in the eyes.
And Matt.
Fuck. It's fucking gay, dude. Fucking
I got
gay.
Your back. I got your back, bro.
It's fucking gay.
We're going to go to White Castle here. Just
we
like,
are.
Which smells like fresh linens
yeah,
and shit.
We're either going to White Castle or the diner.
It smells like unfresh linens.
Be there.
And then the hospital.
I can't breathe.
What's that?
The diner.
Where?
Red Bank?
No.
What?
Red Bank or Eatontown, White Castle, one of the
White
other.
White Castle.
No.
That's it.
What?
That's it and that's all.
That's it and that's all. That's just for fucking eating shit. That's
I can't,
all.
I can't breathe and I think my throat is closing.
There's only one way we can go to the diner tonight, Lauren. You have to satisfy the chat room.
My tongue is getting bigger.
Yes.
It smells so bad.
Seriously, what's the big... Like, if I had big tits, I would show them.
You'd be like, Christine,
I don't understand basically, what the problem yeah. is.
I'd probably even pinch my own nipples.
I would. I would flick my bean on camera.
I think I'm what's actually the same size as Christine.
Wow, okay. Thanks for verifying.
I think so.
Well, I've never met her, so I really couldn't say.
I'm just guessing. I'm not sure how big she actually is.
I don't know how she'll tall
she is or
whatever.
A little more into the microphone. Eat that mic.
Yeah.
Is that me?
That's right. Talking to that mic.
You're on the camera, Steve.
Yeah.
Try to look good. Try to look good.
This is Lauren after what is collectively 2.5 beers.
No, I had vodka.
Oh, hell yeah.
Three shots. I had three.
No, this is a...
Oh, my God, what?
What happened?
What happened?
That's strictly for the
Yo, show him the Diggler.
Stop.
Let's see the rumor.
What rumor?
Vaughn, Flasha,
what rumor?
Steve.
Steve supposedly possesses the rumor.
The rumor disappeared when I got fat.
Wow.
What? The rumor is on every girl's lips.
The rumor melted into my fat pad.
What? What?
What, your cock? Yeah, there was a rumor going around that Steve had a big one. Apparently it's not true.
Not anymore.
That started at a diner, didn't it?
No, it started in the car.
What? No,
with
I thought
you alone.
No, 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 no.
No, I thought
he's no Peter Steele. Come on.
Wow.
Whoops.
With I love W. His fucking cock.
With a big W.
And
all right, then.
Carly, shake your head, please.
Carly's
just
getting
all right.
I didn't do nothing.
It's just all right.
Just so everybody knows at home, Carly is going to cancel the show next week, and that'll be it. Yeah,
no, Carly's going to be on the webcam.
We had a good ride.
You had a good ride.
Yeah. The show is done.
That's it. Well, that's what happens when there's no done tonight.
Webcam?
What?
Yeah. Actually, the webcam killed it.
It really did.
I think it did, yeah. It sucked all the...
I was like, oh, well, the webcam works now, guys. And everybody's just...
That's because all we seen was Vaughn's balls.
Oh,
webcam killed...
We're literally sitting here looking at a webcam, and the person's right behind us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a disgusting fat body.
Okay, if you think
one.
About it, think about it. Would you rather look at Vaughn in person or through a grainy webcam?
I'd rather burn my eyes out.
I'd rather see him in person so I can punch him.
Wow.
I'd rather pretend he doesn't exist. Kind of like the bogeyman.
Bogeyman.
Anyway, here's
what else we got.
I really hope that story. He pulls his balls out again so I can split him off the side of his face.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Don't.
He looks like a fat terrorist delivering from
his He's Balbo Baggins.
Ball bag Baggins. He's Ball No Baggins.
Hi, Lauren.
A woman holding her 4-month-old baby allegedly threw herself on the hood of a car to stop an ex-boyfriend from taking it.
She definitely did it. No, allegedly.
Whoops. I lost my spot.
Oops.
And stayed there for a wild 1.5-mile ride.
Whoa.
With a 4-month-old.
Wow. Didn't Steve do that to you one time?
Whoops.
No, actually, you know what it was? I jumped on the hood of Derek's car, and he kept driving until I fell off, and he hit me.
Well, yeah, I stopped.
I don't think, see, you didn't, all right, from my view, you didn't fall off. You just let go.
I slid off the hood. I stood on the ground, and the car hit me, and I actually flew back like 5 feet.
Wait, I thought both shins were gone.
I never thought it was possible.
Your feet, like, hit the ground.
Yeah.
And then, like, the car, you kind of stopped,
and
but the car kept going.
Yeah.
So the car just pushed against your shins and moved your whole body
and
backwards.
I actually like flew backward like several feet.
It was,
and there was
humorous.
A minute of me laying there going, oh my God, I'm still alive. And them going like, holy shit, I can't believe this happened.
Yeah, don't sue me.
And he gets out. This is the first thing he said. That's how you know he's Jewish.
Yep.
That don't was when, sue me.
That was when Saul reared his ugly
Believe me,
head.
I was begging Derek to keep driving.
Yeah, he wanted me to run him over. He's like, oh shit, keep going.
I'm the only fucking friend you have, you fat piece of shit.
Wow. I'd rather have none.
Yeah, wow. I know you would. You fat scumbag.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know that's accurate.
I know. I really hope you crash like in the fucking barrier on the highway and die tonight.
I hope I do. You know what? I hope
you
I do too.
Corzine a fucking
I hope
oh, no.
I hope I do too, so you can fucking kill yourself tomorrow.
Wow.
I really would just take a big shit on your coffin.
I will really just take a big shit. The driver drove through a red light, swerved through traffic, jumped a curb, and drove over a small tree
jumped
with the woman.
Curb.
Yeah, with the woman and a child on the hood before police pulled the car over and arrested both adults.
Tits.
The infant was put into protective
custody.
Hey, the
infant is just as guilty.
Yeah.
Put him in cuffs.
Somebody better be showing tits over there.
It's true.
Somebody better be showing tits over there.
What happened?
Where?
Over there.
We're so excited by new technology.
I know.
I know.
The show.
It's not even
the
new.
Webcam.
It's 10 years old.
That is
old.
True. I've been distracted since minute one just because I want to read what people are saying.
I know.
I just want to see tits. I don't care whose they are.
I want to see tits and fart, and I can't do either.
Why not? You can fart. Go ahead.
Blast
no,
one.
I'm not going
to. I've been blasting
one?
Them all night.
You got one? Go ahead. Blast one.
No, because I've never seen that kind of look come from
don't
from
worry
someone.
About it.
I'm not even drinking. I can't even
Carly,
talk.
Carly, give him permission.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Absolutely not.
She said
wow.
Absolutely.
Black.
Derek, do you want to do the show
power.
Ever again?
I really don't care. I just want to hear you fart. I live in the moment. I'm like a dog.
He's brewing it right now.
Keep pushing.
We've been watching Dog Whisperer.
Cesar Milan, the Vaughn Whisperer. I thought it was funny. I don't know why Vaughn had to shoot that down.
Pull my finger.
I think I want a fucking waffle.
Can we put it on the webcam? Wait,
Oh, no.
You want to brown eye the webcam?
Do you want a computer? Because it's going to melt.
Shoot a little turd out onto the webcam.
Poot.
See, we get distracted too easily. It's not
good.
Nah, webcam's a bad idea.
Everyone here has ADD.
I think so.
Yeah, all right, no more
webcam's
webcams.
A bad idea unless there's
erectile dysfunction disorder.
Or people shitting on camera.
Oh, my God.
We should have the webcam in the bathroom for the break.
Oh, no.
The fucking splat cam.
If Lauren's computer was waterproof, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Because you can give it a fucking pure fucking hole view.
What?
As the hole it's opening.
Looks like Lauren's growing out of Vaughn.
What?
Ew.
I know.
That is awful.
Oh.
All right, so those are bad parents.
Yes, they are bad parents.
Quite.
Yeah. Does anybody else have anything? I mean, is this it?
No. Oh.
Pretty shitty week for, like, news and stuff.
Is there any, like, breaking news websites?
Okay.
Yeah, oh, like here,
this,
happening
I guess
now.
This is kind of
this break. Is happening now.
This affects us. Online radio is saved. Sound Exchange will not enforce new royalty rates on Sunday.
Okay. Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
So you only have to do a show on Sunday?
So every time Eric plays me shitting, he owes me money.
At today's congressional hearing about the new rates for online radio that would essentially destroy it, Sound Exchange, which was scheduled to receive the new royalty payments on Monday morning, made a startling statement. Somebody just grabbed the back of my neck.
Who was that?
I don't know. Mm. And that statement was that they will not enforce new royalty rates.
Wow.
Wow.
What were the rates that were going to be?
They were basically like
it was
raising
per
them
song
like,
per
like
user,
200%.
Right? Yeah. But it was per song per user, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was going to be... It went... And it was going to be retroactive.
Oh.
That was the big thing. So, like, if they caught you, they'd go back and see what you've done and charge you for everything you've done.
Wow.
Whoops.
It was going to be insane, and it was going to wipe out. I mean, like, we do talk, but, you know.
Yeah. But it was going to cause a bigger problem.
It was going to be huge.
Yeah.
Internet radio was basically going to be liquefied.
Not just that, but they were going to have a lot of lawsuits, and they weren't going to be able to back it up.
Yeah.
That's it. So.
A lot of people.
I don't know what's going on.
There was. Let's explain this.
Sniffing fingers.
There was that. What was it? At
no,
the
one
Olympics
time,
or something.
Yeah, at the Olympics, Wayne Gretzky was going to pick his nose, and the camera cut to him, and then right before he was going into that fucking nostril, someone got his attention by tapping his shoulder. And he was just like, "Oh, huh?" And he started scratching his cheek.
So
basically for years it's been
how does my ass smell after 90 minutes of solid playing?
Oh my God.
Awful.
Yeah.
Good.
Obviously.
Anyway, back to the story.
Wait,
and that was it.
Yeah, Pat, go do it on
the
web page.
No.
Pat does not want to be on camera.
Okay.
Lauren, go do this.
Steve can do it.
I can't.
Oh. Wow, Lauren is you should take those fucking stilettos off.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah. Almost
fell
into Matt's lap.
Almost.
What Steve was doing.
What was he doing?
Whoop.
Good try, Vaughn.
Joe just looks at me. He's like,
no one gets it but us three.
Go ahead, Steve. Do it.
No, I get it.
No, you're on cam now.
I'm not doing it.
Well, you just fucking did it 18 times.
Stage fright
pussy.
That
was
it. So, yay for internet radio.
Yay!
Whoops.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, internet porn.
He just says random words. Whatever he's thinking.
Pat was just smelling his microphone.
He was doing that.
I don't think Lauren locked the door. Somebody opened the door on
Go
her.
Do it.
I will.
And look at her.
You're
going to
open it up
face.
Steve, like this.
No, Steve, stay here.
Steve, don't open the door. Right, she's going to start crying.
Yeah, Derek, look, this is what they're going to see if they open it.
Wow.
Nice visuals on radio.
I'm trying to squeeze one out. What are you doing? Guys, I'm trying to take a fucking shit.
Bloosh.
Bloosh.
Sean Bloosh.
You know for sure it's going to be some thick submarine. You know it.
It's like the size of a corner of a cup.
We all live in a fucking chunky brown submarine.
And if I were to go do that, I'd be like, there's just little shit balls popping out.
Yeah. Like a rabbit.
What?
Yes.
Bloosh.
We're just making shit noises.
I don't know.
It is the word with such force. Like,
Gabby Rich recorded his shit the other day.
Oh, no.
It was very nice. I was so proud of him.
Everything come out okay?
Nice. 100%.
Did you fucking drop a greasy brown one?
Oh, no.
Nah.
It was pink.
Was it John or Jim?
Baloosh. It was a poogram.
It was red and black.
Excellent.
It's a razor blade turd.
What do you got there, Derek?
So, Kate Pedland thinks her 19-month-old son, Garen, has a bubbly personality. But a flight attendant apparently found the toddler to be annoying after he kept saying three words.
As soon as we started taxiing, he started saying bye-bye plane. And at the end of her speech, she leaned over the gentleman beside me and said, it's not funny anymore. You need to shut your baby up.
The Georgia mother says at first she thought the worker was kidding, but then...
And she then said, you know, it's called baby Benadryl, and did the little, you know, and I said, well, I'm not going to drug my child, so you have a pleasant flight.
Penland says when the other passengers stood up for her, the attendant got angrier and reportedly told the pilot Penland threatened her. So the plane was turned around and the young mother and her son were kicked off.
Nice.
I was crying.
Fucking
I was
spook,
upset.
Baby.
You know, I kept thinking, what am I going to do? I don't have anything with me. You know, I don't have any more diapers for the baby, no juice, no milk.
That's a big
other
smart
passengers
planning.
On the Houston to Oklahoma City flight deny Penland made threats. ExpressJet Airlines says it's investigating the complaint, but Penland is considering legal action.
Dun, dun,
Carly
dun.
Bradley, of course. The Associated
of
Press.
Course. And she probably had a full diaper bag, but she's just looking for more money.
Tell I want $800 billion dollars for my baby.
My kid had the poopy in his pants.
Just tell your kid to shut the hell up.
Because the kid says bye-bye plane. Big fucking deal.
Shut up, kid.
Maybe they thought the kid had a bomb.
Yeah, bye-bye plane. Yeah.
What is it, fucking Stewie?
Then the stewardess proceeded to put baby Benadryl in everyone's drinks.
I should do that.
Well, I seriously just
Vaughn,
thought out of the periphery of my eye, I thought Vaughn and Lauren were making out.
Wow.
That's enough.
Like, I thought she was going for pure tongue.
That's enough.
Wow.
Webcam just destroyed a story.
It really did.
It did.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on the Aristocrats.
Oh, great.
Hey, what's up, fellow Poop?
Hey, Poop.
Who is this?
What's going on? Vaughn just told me to call him.
Who loves
dead?
Poop?
Who is this?
This is I Love Poop.
What?
Is it?
I said, who loves poop?
Okay.
I Love Poop is one of the only people actually getting stickers.
That's true. He will be soon.
Where's mine?
Hopefully.
So basically your name is I Love Vaughn.
Along with that, all three seasons of Transformers. Oops.
So,
too bad, Matt.
Of course,
is...
the DVDs that you purchased legally,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah, let me
that
tell you
correct.
Something real quick. Matt isn't really playing Xbox Live as Mortal Kombat. It's actually a bot.
Okay.
It's a bot.
It's a bot.
Bot.
It's a bot?
Yeah, I have a bunch of macros that you guys play against.
He goes, wow.
You're a fucking tool.
You're a fucking dickhead. So, bottom line.
Yeah, anyway. Just have algorithms that I just press the button and you
algorithms.
Guys play against
how much
it.
Of a nerd are you? Can you stop with these big words? All
right, that's enough. That's enough.
Poop, big you know, words? You should poop. Learn that in 10th grade, you fat retard.
Yeah, Poop, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, you know what an algorithm is?
Sort of,
kind of. Okay, so
no.
Smart, you're sort of, kind of smarter than Vaughn.
Where are you from?
Hey, man, how old is he? 19?
You know what, yeah, though? Stop picking on Vaughn, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about either.
Fuck you! Because you're a fat
what?
Black scumbag, too.
No, not you, Poop. The other one.
Hey, where are you from?
California.
Yay.
How are the titties looking at
you?
Oh,
Jesus
nice
Christ,
fake.
Steve.
I'm curious.
We got to get Steve some saltpeter. You know, don't even say Peter.
I've never been to California.
How's the skiing out there?
Yeah. I have no idea. I'm too fat to ski.
What ratio of women have fake breasts out there?
That's actually fucking huge.
Yeah, right?
Is that the demographically reach fat people?
Plus.
Yes. We're trying to show fucking titties right now, but it ain't happening.
True.
So, I'm sorry.
Who's
obviously.
Titties?
How many women
Lauren's a pussy. She's not drunk enough.
How many women out there have penises?
Christine.
I don't live in San Francisco.
A lot of Asians in San Francisco.
He lives in fucking San Fernando Valley.
And a lot of gays.
A lot of gays. A lot of gay Asians.
San Fernando Valley, Vaughn.
Yeah, it didn't sound like that.
It sounded
face.
Like that to me.
I corrected myself, you fucking goof.
Fuck you and your algorithms, you fucking cocksucker.
Algorithms.
That's him on top of Vaughn fucking his fucking O-ring.
Fucking his fucking O-ring. What?
You know what? I think I'm gonna when I come here, if I ever do come back again, I'm gonna start sticking up for Vaughn. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
No,
this is how fucking Matt and Steve used to treat me and
that's
shit.
True.
You're right, dude. That's every true. Time we well, hang out,
you never two- heard of the word orange before.
No. Every time we hang out, you two fat scumbags team up on me. So eat my fucking cock, you fat piece of shit.
See? Wow. You don't know what a megamorphical megadoofacus is? You fucking pricks.
All you know about is anal rhythms, you faggot.
Guess what? All I need to know is what I fucking know.
Bingo.
Whoa, okay then.
I'm getting by just fine.
Wait a minute.
Not really.
And all I didn't need to know is that Steve is a fucking homo. All
right, you know what? You know what? Now I'm not going to defend Vaughn.
I'm not a homo.
All I need is a... All right, fuck you. Hope your asshole falls out from all that fucking shit you're doing.
Oh, my God. Don't sit in a pool.
I love so poop. I. Are you still there?
I help, Pete.
Can't get a word in over there, poop.
I know.
Yeah, like nothing to say.
There's a fucking earthquake happening. Sorry.
There's, oh, my yeah, goodness. No, not yet. When Vaughn gets up.
So what did you want to say to the aristocrats?
I have no idea.
Good.
Are you just calling the call?
Yeah, don't worry. Neither do we.
He just wanted to make sure it was a real number.
I just wanted to be on air so I could be part of history. Yeah.
All right, poop. Well, thanks for calling.
What? What?
Somebody said something about history?
History,
I guess.
You know a lot about history, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Oh, good. He knows about the history of San Francisco.
I wish I did.
News.
I'm like Vaughn. I'm not gay, so I don't really study.
Oh, Vaughn's gay.
Callers are calling you out.
Cybot wins.
Whatever. No. Another asshole on the phone calling me out. No, fuck these fans.
He's a fan.
Fuck these fans. He's a
They're
fan.
They're all a bunch
face.
Of cocksuckers. You know what?
Fuck these people who enjoy our show.
You're a fucking mailman.
Yeah, big deal.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit. Keep going.
Fuck you, fat boy.
You're getting bitch slapped by 19-year-old in California.
Fuck him. I'm getting bitch slapped.
You're on camera, and I'm obviously. Okay.
I haven't had a picture of you taken since, what, 1982, you cocksucker? Die.
What? I wish I was born in 82. Then I'd be older than you, and I could teabag you. But, hey.
You wouldn't actually be older than me,
see?
Dude.
You know a lot about San Francisco.
Yeah, you're so damn smart, you're not even going to be older than me if you were born in 82, you dick.
He would drop what? His nice
he
tan teabag in your mouth.
Tanned tea bath is Malibu.
But actually, lucky you, because you're younger than Vaughn, he still will teabag you.
Malibu teabag.
I will teabag Vaughn.
No, I'll teabag you.
No,
I don't. This is definitely a gay porn.
Malibu's
right here.
In Florida.
I don't know.
I'm going to teabag you. No, I'm going to teabag you.
Why can't you teabag each other at the same time?
Vaughn basically just said, no, you are.
No, your face is.
Naked.
No.
Vaughn just said, no, my nuts will be in your mouth.
No,
like, that's not
no I'll teabag you.
That's what he was saying, yeah. He was trying to say...
Well, I really doubt that'll happen. Hopefully later this year I'll come out there for a tournament for Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And I will actually physically teabag Vaughn.
Wow.
Wow,
man. I will be there
that's
for
a
that.
Promise.
You unless can... you're another 100 pounds heavier than me, there's no way
well,
in hell you're going
to he might
be.
Floor.
So basically what this is coming down to is neither of these guys are gay, but they're both going to teabag
it is. It's battle of the teabags.
I'm going to put my nuts in.
It will be a teabag off. Or a tee off, or I don't
Shut
know.
Shut up.
But
I want to put my balls in your mouth. No, I'm going to put my balls in your mouth.
Poop can also arrange some flights and have some other people out who want a teabag one.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you guys just 69 each other? Fucking 69 teabag each other.
Yeah,
get it
why not?
With.
Just do it.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, Poop. We're going to be getting out of here.
Hey, you know what's funny is that Vaughn hasn't come out of the closet yet, but we all know he's gay already.
Yeah.
There ain't a closet big enough to
give
hold
us a call anytime, Poop.
Okay. Later, right. Guys.
Later, man.
Later, man.
The problem
Later.
Is we're trying to push Vaughn back into the closet.
It ain't happening.
Did you see what Toucher just wrote?
No, what happened?
Oh, Toucher no. wrote.
No. Right. Oh,
nice. What happened?
What'd he do?
varicose tumor tea. Nice.
Whoa.
Wait, read it.
Ew.
Is that Ben and Jerry's?
Put nobody's 100 pounds heavier than Vaughn.
Except the earth.
Urethra tumor extract.
Ben oh, yeah. That's Italian for you smell. Eureka.
Ben and Jerry's varicose vanilla.
Oh, shit.
Remember that, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Ben and Jerry's?
It's midnight. Can we close the show?
Pat's clocked out like an hour
ago. Can we kill the show, please? It's midnight.
Pat gets angry when everyone's talking.
I get angry when everybody's
Ben and Jerry's teabag tapioca.
Ben and Jerry's Vaughn is fat.
Let's pretend this didn't happen.
Vaughn is fat.
Ben and Jerry's Vaughn's teabag.
I'm just kidding. We're the same weight, Vaughn.
Yeah, right.
On Mars.
Vaughn, you're not fat. You're not fat. It's all in your head. I mean, our heads.
Oh, hilarious.
Enough.
And
we're done.
Go.
All right.
Well, that was an interesting show.
No, it wasn't.
Train wreck.
That wasn't.
Train wreck. This was a Royal Rumble of aristocrat shows.
It really was.
This was an anal rape of
this was stand in front of the train and let it hit you.
Wow. Hopefully Tuesday it'll be a little more organized.
That'll just be me and
Derek. When is the show ever organized?
I don't know.
Really?
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's either feast or famine here. We usually got like three guys or like 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty rough.
Maybe I'll be back on Tuesday.
Titties.
Yeah, he said that last time and he didn't show up for 3 months.
Well, we are the aristocrats. I'm Derek. Titties. We had I was Derek. That was Matt. That was Steve. Titties. Vaughn.
Yeah.
Pat. Another Steve.
Yep.
Lauren and Carly.
This is Pat's last
we didn't
show.
We didn't get to see boobs, though.
No Hooters.
Today. Well, Pat, it was great having you back on the show for two shows.
Oh, for about 5 minutes.
Whoa, boobies.
And there's breasts.
Oh, my.
Where? God.
Now, why can't she just pull on her nipples or something, too?
Oh, God.
What, pull upwards?
Just I'm out.
Christine, do some jumping jacks in the back.
No.
Do some jumping jacks.
Was that a jumping jack flash?
Yeah, let's see some jumping jack flash. I like that. That was pretty good, Matt.
Yeah. That's enough.
Do a headstand in front of your keyboard there.
Naked.
And there they are.
Oh, no.
It's
coming off.
Yes.
She's done. She's naked.
Totally topless.
And now
and Carly wants to see. I wonder about her.
Stand up.
Look at how happy she is.
Just jump up and down. And Vaughn's probably going to take his balls out.
He probably will. Oh, no.
Oh, this is Vaughn's dream. He's got a little crush on her. I forgot about
that. He really does. A little crush?
Yeah.
Vaughn will crush anyone.
Big blarbies. Big blarbies.
Bubbles.
All right, we're out of here.
Whoops.